Good evening. A cool breeze creeps through Jasper, Alabama.
And into Hudson O'Rear Stadium. And, of course, riding that breeze is none other than Coleman County's one-loss team, the Good Hope Raiders. Jack-o'-lanterns are on display tonight as both teams have carved out a spot in the postseason. The Curry Yellow Jackets set aim on the Raiders to improve their seat in the 4A Region 5 bracket. A win tonight for either team would give them the third seed and keep them safe from the region's titan, Fayette County, in the playoff opener. Both teams enter the gridiron tonight with a 3-1 record in the region, so look for a close game between these two strong contenders. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.5. Of course, brought to you by Cyber Broadband, Coleman Appliance Repair, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon, and Odin's Auto Glass. Joined with me tonight is Chris Greer and Tommy Warhurst, live from the field. We'll hear more from Tommy in just a few moments. Chris, how you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful tonight, Josh. It's great to be here in Alabama watching high school football again. The weather is wonderful. You couldn't ask for a better conditions to play. We've got the Curry Yellow Jackets coming up to the line now, going from left to right in their home blue uniforms with white trim. Shotgun formation. Center snaps the ball. He hands it off. No, it's a reverse around the left end. He's got a blocker in front of him. Number 28 has the corner. Picks it up about 3 yards before he's forced out of bounds. Defended very well by the Good Hope Raiders. That was Aaron Oswalt, number 24, carrying the ball for Curry. A little bit of misdirection there, Josh.
Absolutely. Yep. Very, very popular style of play that we've noticed so far this season. It's something that works well for many teams.
Which number are you?
This one. Hey, excuse me. We're running
technical.
There we go. We've got it straightened out now. Curry lines up in the shotgun, no back formation. Swings it out to the wide receiver on the near side. He shakes a tackle, breaks it down to about the 35-yard line. Good enough for a first down for the Curry Yellow Jackets. Excellent pitch and catch there by the quarterback. Very well-designed play. Looks like the Raiders of Good Hope were lining up in a 4-2. They're trying to get a lot of speed on the field today, Josh.
That's right. Forgive me, Chris. I'm not abandoning you. I'm trying to find a happy medium, like you said.
It's all right. We've got Curry lining up in the shotgun. No back formation again. Quarterback drops back to pass. He's scrambling around, and he wisely steps out of bounds. He may have lost a yard on that first and 10. Looks like he lost 1 yard on first and 10. It's going to be second down, about 12 yards to go from Curry's 32-yard line.
All right, sorry about that, Chris. I put on a set of headphones that had not been tuned in quite properly and liked to blow my ears off.
I was wondering why I wasn't hearing you.
Yes, no, I think I was messing with your volume. But eventful start to the broadcast, eventful start to the game so far, as we're really seeing some motion come out of both of these teams as they break to the far side of the field. Curry's going to lower his head.
Gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
That's right.
Looks like the quarterback for Curry is going to be Colton Aaron. He handed it off on a jet sweep around the far sideline. Excuse me, that was wrong. It's going to be Luke Smith at quarterback, number 3. He handed it off, jet sweep around the far sideline, and picked up about 3 yards. It's going to bring up third down and 10.
Gosh,
that is loud.
That is hot.
Now,
and Luke Smith is lining up in the shotgun formation. He's got 5 wide receivers spread wide. No running backs in the backfield. Center snaps the ball. He fakes. Oh, going to be a flag down. Looks like this might be a motion.
Say something, Josh.
Hey, I'm here.
All right.
Yeah, that's right.
Referees are conferring at about the 30-yard line. And we've got the signal. It's going to be a false start against the Curry Yellow Jackets. That's going to move him back even further, Josh. Going to bring up about a third and 20.
And that's a tough first drive so far. You're losing downs there. You're losing yardage over and over. If you're Good Hope here, you're happy to see it. This is quite the start for their defense. Disadvantage Curry, advantage Good Hope, right?
Exactly. And we've seen this Good Hope defense before. They are very fundamentally sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
And you have to get that way being 5-1 like that.
Exactly. Right? Curry lines up. It's going to be third down, about 17. Pitch and catch to the near side. Number 28 has the ball.
He's still not down.
The first defender tried to tackle him. He shook that tackle and then was brought down by number 5 for the Good Hope Raiders. That was Levi McCall.
And, you know, that's something we always like to see. He did not give up on that play whatsoever. When the defender had him by the waist, he just decided to go up and over the top of him.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed, Josh, watching these two teams warm up, Curry has some size.
Yes.
You know, I'm a little bit mystified why they're not trying to run up the middle a little bit more. Punts back, and it's away. That may have gotten a hand on that one.
I think so. They're gonna chase that one all the way out of bounds. That's going to be the 49-yard line.
About the 49 is where the Good Hope Raiders will start, first and 10.
So now that we've gotten things sorted out here.
Yeah,
Chris,
I'd like to try to welcome in Tommy Warhurst. Are you with us, Tommy?
Yeah, BJ.
Yeah, there we are.
Good. All right.
Good. Sorry about the delay there, Tommy.
No, you're good.
This is going to be the absolute best broadcast at all.
That's got
four people, although I'm going to hang up my headset in a second. Tommy's on the sideline, and Dylan is off tonight. We certainly miss him. Hi, Dylan, because you said you were going to listen to us. And welcome in Christopher Greer and Josh Lawyer. And the ball is on the 50.
Number 2 takes the snap in the shotgun formation, hands it off to the right side to that back. He gets maybe a yard. Good defense by the Curry Yellow Jackets.
Absolutely. And Good Hope made a defensive stop on Curry's drive. Curry wants to answer back with that plus more. You know, it's one of these things where these first drives are so important because of momentum swings and
That's my
What is that?
All right.
Y'all just mute my mic. I don't belong here.
Good Hope. In the shotgun formation. Okay. I have the balls on the ground. I think Good Hope got back on it. I believe that was a mishandle on the
side. It's going to be Curry football.
Oh, Curry did recover that ball. Quarterback Bailey Quick, number 2 for Good Hope. He tried a handoff. There was a little bit of a misconnection there. Ball gets on the ground. Curry recovers. That's going to give them first and 10 in Good Hope territory on about the 48-yard line.
Number 20.
A little misconnection here as we try to work on Tommy coming in. But Tommy will be joining us. He's joined us a little bit already, trying to find the area in which we're disconnected. We will get you to that shortly.
The Yellow Jackets come up to the line. Got a spread formation. Quarterback's back of his shotgun. And he gets the snap. Runs it around the right side. That's a design quarterback run. Picks up about 3 yards there. That was number 3 for the Curry Yellow Jackets. That would be Luke Smith. Took the ball around the right tackle.
Absolutely. And this is a big momentum swing for Curry. I just finished talking about how important it was for their defense to make a stand. They did a little bit better than a stand. They capitalized on one of Good Hope's mistakes. That's going to be an interesting theme to see if that plays through the rest of the game there, Chris.
Exactly. The Yellow Jackets come back up to the line, Josh. Again, spread formation, no backs, number 8. Back to get the snap, Samuel
Looks
Tidwell.
Looks like line judge is going to call timeout for Curry. So while we're waiting on timeout here, Chris, let's get into some of the things we missed due to technical difficulties. The game coming in tonight, both teams, one or two loss only, but regional is where we need to focus.
Exactly.
Okay, so both of them coming in 3-1. This is a very interesting setup because this is such a strong class. You're looking at the 4A class, 5th region, and Fayette County, Northside leading these two. Northside,
right.
One loss, only to Fayette County. Fayette County undefeated in the region. And then these two teams we're seeing tonight pick up 3rd and 4th.
Exactly. You know, both these teams are fighting for their spot in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And the winner would definitely be in the driver's seat. We've got number 8, Samuel Tidwell, back at quarterback for the Yellow Jackets. He's in the shotgun formation near hash mark. Takes a snap. Design quarterback run right side, and he gets stacked up. after about a one-yard gain. It's going to bring up, I believe, third and seven.
So moving a little bit more on their second drive than they did on the first drive. And Curry coming off of a really tough loss last week close win, not a tough loss, close win. But it could have been a tough loss to Cordova, which happens to be winless in the region right now.
Now we see a change at quarterback. Luke Smith is in the shotgun for the Yellow Jackets. It's third and seven. He drops back. He's got some heat on him by the Raiders. He throws the ball downfield, and it's almost intercepted by Good Hope. He had it in his hands. He just couldn't bring it in.
You know, and that's detrimental to Good Hope. Good Hope wants to turn the ball around right here where they gave it back.
Oh, absolutely.
And that was his opportunity. Feet were inbounds. He hit him in his hands. He just dropped it. But, you know, he's a defender. He's not supposed to catch balls, right?
Well, yeah, yes and no. You know, if you say that to a quarterback, the quarterback would say, absolutely not. He is
right.
Supposed to catch that ball. But the important thing here for the Yellow Jackets, now they can flip the field a little bit and hopefully pin Good Hope back deep. Punt is up, and it's away. It's a pretty good kick. It's fielded at about the 18-yard line, and he immediately gets bombed by the defenders. The Curry Yellow Jackets swarmed around him,
a lot of
brought him down.
A lot of airtime on that punt.
Hey, guys, I just heard from Dylan, and he's terribly sorry he's not here. He's missing out,
and
I reminded him of that.
So. Yes.
Are you still with us, Tommy?
Yes, we are.
All right.
Good. Just double check and make sure this mic is working.
Yep.
I'm trying to make sure that I'm earning my pay here, so.
Well, now we're going to have Good Hope coming up to the line of scrimmage. Both these teams like to spread the field a little bit, Josh.
Yep.
You know, and you're going to see some 4-2 defenses trying to get some speed on the defense to counter that.
Yeah, I look to see maybe a sweeping run here. No, they're going to take it right up the middle. Good Hope's got some room. Oh, but the last defender stops him about the 20-yard line.
Bailey quick-handed that ball off. Looked like the number 44 for Good Hope. He carried it. That's Matthew Dixon. He carried it, picked up about 5 yards. Good pickup on first down.
That's right.
It's going to bring up about a second and long five, maybe a second and six. And that is a win. Okay, for an offensive coordinator, anyone who's listening, when you can pick up 5-6 yards on a first down, that makes you happy as a coach.
Absolutely, and the pressure is really on right here for the coaching staff, for the players, because they're still within the red zone for Curry, trying to drive out of it.
Bailey Quick gets the snap from shotgun. He rolls to the right. He heaves the ball downfield. Oh,
my goodness.
What a catch. Interception.
One-handed catch by number two for Curry.
Number two for Curry. That would be Colton Aaron. Dove did a one-handed NFL-style catch. Brings the ball in. The referees are conferring, but I don't see any way they can say not Curry's ball.
We have seen replays on the high school level, but I don't believe they're anywhere here tonight. Even if they could, I would like a little bit of that video. That was
absolutely
an amazing catch.
The referees have signaled it is a turnover. Curry's going to take over on the 50-yard line, first and 10. Colton Aaron made that play. We're going to have, I believe it's Samuel Tidwell back at quarterback in the shotgun formation. He takes a snap, hands it around the left side. Number 30 breaks free, and he gets into the secondary.
Going to have a flag on the far side of the field near the tackle.
It might be a holding call. This might be coming back. That would be a shame. That was about a 15-yard run.
The first successful offensive play Curry's had all night so far.
Well, honestly, the first successful play for either team tonight. These defenses have been absolutely stifling. The referees are signaling the play now. It's going to be a holding call against the Curry Yellow Jackets. So they're going to mark it off.
That's tough to see.
It is. That was an excellent run there by number 30 for Curry. That is Colton Burton.
While they're still lining up. Tommy, if you can hear us, I don't know if you can hear us. What's the atmosphere like down there on the Good Hope side of the field?
He's actually we're tweaking some things on his mic, so he'll be back in a minute.
We'll get back with Tommy
as soon as he gets off the phone with technical support.
Curry lines up in the shotgun, drops back, throws it long. He's got a man.
Oh.
Broken up by the Raider defense.
Looking for a flag, but he's not going to find it. That was the cleanest defend I've seen in all of season so far. Two defenders down there. No pulling, no contact whatsoever.
Very dangerous
right
throw,
there.
Josh.
Absolutely.
Very dangerous.
Absolutely. Good Hope has a really good habit of collapsing on those deep passes. That's something that we're definitely going to want to track throughout the night. You know, coming into this, Chris, I would have thought that Good Hope would have just wiped the floor with Curry. The way that Curry struggled last week, it should have said by itself.
All right. They're going to line back up in the shotgun formation. And he hands it off straight up the middle, stacked up by that Raider defense. It's going to bring up third and nine, Josh.
Yep. And this is make it or break it time. We've seen the ball transfer hands so many times already, and it's only the first quarter with just under 5 minutes to go. Curry's got to do something here. But like I was saying, they've got to make these offensive plays. We've not seen the ball leave between the 40s all night tonight.
No, we have not, except on the punt.
That's right. That's right.
That was it.
I think Tommy's back with us.
Tommy, there?
He was.
All right, we've got whistles on the field. The referees are conferring. And, all right, play will resume. Curry's on about the 47-yard line, lines up in the shotgun formation. Third down and eight. He quick pitch out to
already.
Number
30. Dead play.
It's going to be a dead play. We're going to have some movement on the offense.
Maybe so. The play clock didn't look like it had expired, but we're gonna get some.
Let's see what the signal is here, Josh. Referees come over.
And as soon as
it's going to be on the defense. They lined up in the neutral zone.
As soon as Tommy gets into a place where he can hear us and we can hear him. He's trying. As soon as you get an opportunity, Tommy, you break right in and check in with us. You're on the opposite side of the field from us.
That's going to change things kind of dramatically here, Josh. Now it's going to be third down and three, a very makeable down for the Curry Yellow Jackets.
Absolutely. I really look to see him try to jam it up the middle right here and see.
I look to see number 8, Tidwell, line up at quarterback. He's kind of the running quarterback. I can't tell if that's him. He gets a snap in the shotgun, hands it off to 22 around the left end, gets by the first tackler. Oh. He's near the sticks. I believe he drug a tackler to pick up the first down.
They're going to go ahead and wave him the first. Oh, no. They gave him a very unfavorable position. His knee must have dropped just before that because he fought for every last inch of that first down.
That was number 22, Michael Kuriger. That was an excellent run around the left end. He didn't get a lot of help from his offensive line.
No.
But, boy, he sure made up for it in heart.
Well, and that's an odd decision to make. As a running back, you're handed the ball right there where the quarterback's standing, and you have that choice to either sweep around the outside or to run it up the middle. I think the choice there should have been to go right up the middle.
It's going to be fourth down.
They're
going
to go
about a half yard. They're going for it.
Oh, they're trying to pull a.
They're trying a hard count.
Let's see. Looks like another timeout with Curry. We'll take one with him. This is Live 95's coverage of the Curry Good Hope game. We will return after these short messages.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colborne County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. The Live 95.5's coverage of the Good Hope Curry game. We like to thank once again our sponsors, Cyber Broadband, Coleman Appliance Repair, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon, and Odin's Auto Glass. Appreciate them making this possible every Friday night for us to come out and bring you a Coleman County football game.
Curry comes straight to the line. They are going to go for it. They line up with two backs behind the quarterback. He gets the shotgun snap, hands it off to the tailback over the left guard. It's going to be close. It's going to all depend on the spot. If it's a left foot spot, he might have it.
Good Hope seems to be happy about it. The stands do. Curry rather silent in their bleachers. I think that's a telltale sign.
It's going to be a turnover on downs. The Good Hope Raiders held. They bent, but they did not break.
The guy that really stepped up there was Dylan McDonald. He's number 35, the linebacker on the
field. Yep. Still working with Tommy there. Glad to hear that he's doing all right on the other side. Sorry to interrupt you there, Tommy, but when we hear you over there, we'll try to cut it to you. But
number two, Bailey Quick, comes up to the line for Good Hope. He's in the shotgun, takes the snap, hands it off around the left end. Oh, excellent play by the linebacker. Get a number on him. That was number eight. We have seen him make several plays. Right. That was Samuel Tidwell.
He shot through a hole, and really that was a gamble there, Chris. The running back could have found a burst of speed and left him in the dust, but everything meshed up right.
You know, if he would have, he probably would still be running.
Absolutely.
Tidwell might have, at the very least, saved a long gain. Excellent tackle by number eight. Good Hope comes back to the line. You've got number two, Bailey Quick, lined up in the shotgun. He signals his center, gets the snap, design quarterback run down the right side. We've got flags down and whistles blowing. The play is dead. Waiting on the call.
A little conferring there. Curry looking to the sideline for their next defensive call.
The referees are definitely getting a lot of love in this game, Josh.
Oh, man. You know, this is... Maybe it's the pressure of the end of the season. Looks like a false start on Good Hope there. You know, this point in the season, maybe they're feeling the pressure too. But this game and last week's game, which was Pennington and Holly Pond, a lot of communication on the refs on that one. We waited almost full commercial breaks for them to deliberate on calls.
Right.
That's kind of tough seeing that come out of these games. But
Good Hope comes up to the line of scrimmage. They run the spread formation. They're on the near hash mark in the white jerseys going from right to
I'm
left.
I'm going to guess right here, number 44, we're going to see a little screen.
Quarterback takes a snap. Good pitch and catch. He hits a slant receiver. That would be number three for Good Hope. Zachary Bagwell went up high, came down with the ball, picks up about 4 yards for Good Hope. That's going to bring up third and six, maybe third and seven.
Once again, Chris, other than those punts that we talked about, still really haven't seen them leave this middle section of the field. Great for us as we are right on top of the Curry 45.
We've got the best seats in the house, Josh.
But not very good for the scoreboard as we're looking at about 154 and counting down in the first quarter.
Good Hope comes up to the ball in shotgun, takes the snap. Defender almost gets the quarterback. He heaves the ball down the field.
Looks like
is it a catch?
It
I believe
catch.
It is. Number 24 for the Good Hope Raiders. That would be Colton Bagwell. We've called his name a couple times already tonight, Josh. Pickup of about 12 to 15 yards.
I really expect to say that name a lot more tonight, as he seems to be the go-to. He on the previous play, I guessed it would go to him. He set up like he knew he was going to get the ball, but then, of course, it didn't work out because of the coverage. But he seems to be... one of these impact players that the offense is being built around.
Well, and I remember when we called the other Good Hope game, I remember calling his name a lot that night. Oh, let's see. Is it the end of the quarter?
No,
we've got a minute 41 left in the first. I'm not sure if that was a flag of some kind. They marked it off. Now it's going to be first down and 10 the 30-yard line of the Curry Yellow Jackets.
The Good Hope Raiders have finally left this end of the field.
They have. They get the shotgun snap, hand it off up the middle.
I believe that's Bagwell once again.
I believe you're right.
Not in a hurry to get up as he rolls over on his back. Nope. Team's going to pick him up. Looks like he's okay. Not going to require an injury timeout.
Nope. Colton Bagwell took a big shot that time, and they're going to call a timeout on this play.
Looks like an injury timeout. We'll take one with them. This is Live 95.5 Friday Night Live.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back. Live 95's coverage of the Good Hope Curry game. We're live over here from Curry's own stadium.
That play lost about 4 yards. It was a second down. Lost about 3 yards now for the Good Hope Raiders. That's going to bring up about third down and 11. They are knocking on the red zone's door, trying to get at least close enough to come away with some points on this drive, Josh.
That's right. And I think once someone breaks that ice initially, it'll be a lot
Bailey Quick gets the snap. He's got a man open, throws the ball deep downfield, and
almost intercepted.
Almost intercepted by number 24 for the Curry Raiders. That was Aaron Oswalt on the coverage. He had his man blanketed. Dangerous throw by Bailey Quick.
Let's talk about the standings real quick. I listed them out earlier, Chris, but just how closely matched these two teams are, and we'll talk about this over the next several plays. I'll try to yield to action here. But the common opponents here, Cordova, Oak Grove, Northside, and Haleyville. Both teams have already played, all for the exception of Northside. Curry is beat as well.
Fourth down and long. He's scrambling. Throws the ball deep downfield.
Good Hope comes down with it.
And Good Hope comes down with it for a touchdown. Good Hope Raiders. That was, I believe, number 4 is Jaeger Burns. What a play by this young man. The quarterback was in trouble. Scrambling to the far sideline, his receiver came back to him. That's what you want to coach a wide receiver to do. Come back and give some help to your quarterback. He got hit with a strike. Carried it about 5 more yards around the end, into the end zone. Touchdown, Good Hope. They take a 6-0 lead.
That play.
Guys, there is a flag on the far side of the field, but the referee has picked it up. He's either going to wave it off or they may be bringing this one back.
Let's see. A little bit of
at the line of scrimmage.
Okay. We're waiting to see what the officials do.
Tommy, I will say that your point of view is a lot more animated than our point of view up here. We may have to mute some things.
Personal foul against the Curry Yellow Jackets.
Not quite sure what happened there, and neither does Curry. But
no, Tommy, did you see a late hit on that play at all?
Don't believe.
All right, Good Hope's lining up for the extra point. The snap. Oh, it's a fake.
No, I don't think it intended to be a fake.
I believe that was just a bad snap,
bad
Josh.
Snap. Yep.
It was a bad snap. The holder was number 3, Zachary Bagwell. Called his name several times. He tried to make some lemonade out of those lemons. It just didn't work out.
No.
Defended by the Curry Yellow Jackets.
You know, no one on the line there turned around to look ready for a pass or anything like that. I think that was just a bad snap by the center. And there's a little bit of chewing going on over Good Hope, so I'm led to believe my theory is correct.
Right, right. What a terrible experience that must be, you know, to have a bad snap and try to make something of it with no one expecting it.
But they're on the board now, and the penalty on against
penalty
Curry
will be on the kickoff.
Yes, they're going to apply it to the kickoff.
They're going to be the Good Hope Raiders, who are up 6-0 over the Curry Yellow Jackets, will be kicking off from the Curry 45-yard line.
Now, Chris, the squib has been seen from numerous teams already this season. Only really the second kickoff we've seen tonight. I expect this one to be a squib.
You might be correct. And he runs up, kicks the ball.
Oh, he's actually going to go deep with it.
It's fielded by the up back at about the 30-yard line, shakes the first man, and then brought down by the Raider defense.
You know, and that's just good timing on Good Hope's part. Put a lot of air time in the ball. You get a lot of defenders down there. He doesn't wave fair catch, which I thought was odd. But
well, it's forcing this Curry offense, which is sputtered,
yes.
I guess is one way you could describe it. It's going to force them to go 80 yards.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, Curry's not – if you look back and look at some of the scores from their previous games, even though they are mostly wins. They're not very high-scoring games. I'm looking at some of this, and it's they win 18 points, 15 points.
So jet sweep on the snap for the Yellow Jackets. He picks up about 4 yards. I believe that's going to be the end of the quarter, Josh.
You got about right now is the end of the quarter. So we'll take a break as they switch sides.
We'll be right back after these messages on Friday Night Live.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Hudson O'Rear.
Hudson O'Rear. I believe it's Hudson O'Rear Stadium.
Hudson O'Rear. I was going to say rare, but that's how some of us like our steak, not me. Anyhow, Hudson O'Rear Stadium. I'm joined by Chris Greer. Tommy Warhurst is on the field, but we can't hear from him just yet. We're working those out.
We're still working on those technical difficulties,
we really are,
Josh.
Really are.
You may have me, but I'm having trouble getting you, I think. I can pick you up right now.
I think that's exactly what that is. I don't know if you can see me up here in the booth. I've lost you in the crowd down there, Tommy.
I've moved over to the home side now. I'm standing at about the 25-yard line down to your left.
Okay.
That's about the best place to get a pickup for this cordless mic and be able to pick you up on the radio here.
Good.
Too. But,
well, I'm just glad to have you back.
That's right.
Good to be back.
Good, good.
Got the Curry Huskies, the Curry Yellow Jackets are going to have to drive 80 yards, Josh. They've got the ball on about the 20-yard line.
And with the stands that Good Hope's defense have made, it's a very long 80 yards. Curry swinging out to the right. He's running out of time. He's going to throw it away into the crowd. That was just good press rush by Good Hope. They had some sort of zone coverage way back because they've seen Curry land a couple of deep shots already tonight. But the coverage is way back, and that's just the defensive line getting in on top of the quarterback.
Sure, and if you've got a team that's not really running the ball effectively, you can kind of sit back a little bit.
That's right, that's right. And we've not really seen too much from the running game. I think Curry had a breakout run around the outside, but that was called back because of a flag. Stat book's not looking too great so far, Chris.
No, not so far. Had a little bit of success there for the Good Hope Warriors, or the Good Hope Raiders, excuse me.
We've covered West Point too much.
That's right, we have. Everyone's Warriors.
That's right.
I'm going to start calling everyone Pearsall in a minute.
There you go.
That ball was carried off the right side for a short gain. It's going to bring up about fourth down and five.
Yep.
I expect we're going to see this ball get kicked away.
It would be quite the risk to not do it this early in the game. Just inside the 11.5-minute mark in the second quarter, and they are expecting a bum rush. Curry is covered up.
Bailey Quick back to receive for Good Hope. He takes it on the bounce.
Very good bounce.
Around the left side.
Block.
Oh, that was a terrible call by the official. I probably shouldn't say that, but that was a clean block. And the official threw the flag. I think he's going to say a block in the back.
Well, you're just calling it like it is, Chris, because the Curry coaches have really been working these officials on the sidelines. That may be a makeup for something earlier, but I agree with you. A good clean block by Good Hope. Just an unfortunate they're going to get called for a block in the back here about the 42-yard line.
Well, you know, Tommy, I fully agree with protecting these players, and you don't want a block on an unprotected player. You don't want to see blocks in the back. That was a clean hit by Good Hope.
Going to keep track with Tommy tonight as he seems to be bouncing from one sideline to another. We want to make sure we protect Tommy as well tonight. May get into some trouble down there.
And guys, it looks like we may have offsetting penalties. I think we're going to get a block in the back against Good Hope, but an unsportsmanlike conduct may be coming against Curry. Just my intuition, and try to peek in on the officials' conversation, and we'll find out now what it is.
They were discussing it for a long time, Tommy. Referees pick up the flag. We're waiting on the signal.
Folks, I think Tommy's having fun playing with a new tech. He's finding out how far he can walk with this wireless microphone.
We expect to see Tommy in the middle of the field any time now.
out there.
Guys, to only go back and strap them back on.
It's a personal foul against the defense, a block in the back against the receiving team. That's the second personal foul we've seen so far tonight, Josh and Tommy.
That's tough to see. We expected such a close game, such a thick battle. For it to be covered up with as many penalties as we've seen already is just degrading to the game.
Well, you know, now we've marched it back to about the 30-yard line. Now they're marching it forward to about the 46.
So perhaps they weren't exactly offsetting?
I'm not sure, but...
One was a 15 and one was a 10, so they marked off the 15, then they marked the 10 back the other way. So now Good Hope's got it, first and 10.
It's going to be first and 10 from the Good Hope 46-yard line.
Still hanging around about midfield. I think this is probably going to be a theme we're seeing a lot. Going to get a lot of trampling on the center field yellow jacket here.
Bailey Quick is back in the shotgun. You've got trips wide to the near side.
What is something's... Looks like we're going to take a timeout on Curry's behalf. We'll take one with him.
Well, before we do that, I've got some scores up here. And I think we're covering one of the better games, but one that jumped right out at me, J.B. Pennington, where we were last week. Yes. They're leading Vinemont this week, 14-0 off the bat.
Dylan's cringing wherever he's at.
Sure he is. Tarrant is leading Cold Springs 13-7. Hartsell over Coleman, as much as I hate to say this to our Coleman listeners, as to be expected, 10-0 right now. Randolph leading Fairview 8-6. This game right now, as I look at the scoreboard, 6-0. Good Hope, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Because I've been working tech stuff and not paying attention to football. Fultondale leading Hansville 19-0. Marion County leading Meek 7-0. J.B. Pennington over Vinemont, as I said earlier, 14-0. And West Point and Corner, no score yet.
West Point and Corner are going to be another very interesting game. We will not break coverage here as teams are finding their way back to the field. A lot of those games are going to be just as interesting.
And I will reprimand myself for not taking a break.
That's right. Hey, you know what? When the boss says not to take a break, we don't take a break, right?
Exactly.
Glad to have everybody on the Live 95.
I'm just shocked y'all gave me a headset. You didn't really, but it's all good. So
once again, you're the boss, so we try to accommodate the best we can.
Good.
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Chris. More deliberation from officials.
Yeah, it's about so you can tell those Mississippi State fans to go home. So.
Man. Oh, gosh, and they're right below my window. Let me tell you how excited I am about that. But we're finally going to get to see some football action.
Shotgun snap to Bailey Quick.
He's rushed.
Oh,
he's
and he
lobbed.
Threw that one away.
Is that going to be?
No, that is not a live ball. That was a screen. It did not develop. Number 24. Colton Bagwell drifted out to the left-hand side. There were just too many defenders around the ball. So Bailey Quick threw the ball away. Smart play by that young man. Bringing
Curry
up second and 10.
Curry bleachers, that is, wanting it to be a live ball pretty bad right now. But Good Hope lines back up anyway. So we're going to see them take, looks like another second and 10 here.
Oh, we've got a full backfield now for the Good Hope Raiders. Shotgun snap, hands it off to the up back, and he gets around the corner, brought down by two of the Curry Yellow Jackets after about a 6-yard gain. That was number 19, Matthew Schwager. Talked to the coaches before the game. Yep. He was another player that they told us to watch. And, again, I remember this young man when we covered Good Hope before.
With a name like that,
player.
How could you forget
exactly.
That? Exactly. This young man has swagger. That's for sure.
Good Hope now is third down, 5 yards to go.
I know Jay loves my puns.
They have gotten into the Yellow Jacket
territory. I honestly thought you were looking for an approval grant or something.
Yeah,
but
I didn't know.
Quarterback takes it around the left side. Cuts it up. Oh. Big hit. He's going to pick up about 4 yards, but he's going to be about a yard short. Oh, no. Number two, the quarterback, Bailey Quick for the Good Hope Raiders. He's down. He's holding a leg. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, that's not looking good.
And it looks like a flag has been thrown.
It has.
That's probably going to be an unsportsmanlike, which would be the third one for Curry.
There's a lot of pain coming out of that.
Yes, sir.
He didn't look to seem like he was hurt right away, so I wonder if that was part of the hustle and bustle, the argument. We'll take this time to take that break that we were wanting so bad. We'll return to you in just a moment. This is Live 95's coverage of Curry and Good Hope.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Welcome back. Live 95's coverage of the Curry-Good Hope game. Kurt in Curry's own stadium, Hudson O'Rear Stadium.
You know, we're starting to see a little bit of chippiness from both teams. There's a flag down on the field. We're getting the signal now. The quarterback for Good Hope was helped off the field. Personal foul against Curry. This is the third one. There's a lot of talk going back and forth between the Curry Yellow Jackets and those officials. I wouldn't be surprised to see some more flags come out.
Tommy, can you give us any indication on that one?
No, I can't. It looks like they've got Bailey Quick on the training table, Encore Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine team for the Good Hope Raiders. They've got him on the table on the far side. We're going to try to get a close-up look and see if it's a knee or an ankle, but they do have him on the training table on the far side, and he does appear to be in pain, which is unfortunate for the Raiders and for senior Bailey Quick.
It looked to be the right leg, Tommy. I couldn't tell if it was a knee or an ankle.
Yeah, but the good news is that he did walk off the field with some assistance, so nothing too awful there.
Good Hope's got the ball down at the Curry 30-yard line, first and 10. Hand the ball off to the up back. That's number 24. He's brought down. That was
pretty
another
late hit by 22 on Curry's defense there. You called for chippiness, Chris, and they're delivering it full force.
Well, number 22 for Curry, that was a very late hit at the end of that play, and I hate to say that about a player, but, you know, if you keep doing things like that, the referees are going to start throwing more personal fouls, and you're in a tight ball game. You can't let mental mistakes like that lose a ball game for you.
And it will. It'll cost them the whole game. And they're not out of this game by any means.
Second down and 10. Number 11 hands it off from Good Hope to number 24. He is stacked up by a host of Curry defenders. And
this
you
is
saw that
worse.
As well.
This is getting so much worse.
And there's another flag. Curry was twisting on the leg of the running back. Josh and I both saw it. And, you know, the referees threw another flag. It wouldn't surprise me to see someone get ejected here, Josh.
It needs to come down to this. We've seen several players on Curry's side that are doing this. And of course, they're dumbfounded.
Well, to describe it to the people at home who aren't seeing what we're seeing, at the end of the play, Josh, you know, a man's down on the ground, and the defenders take a leg and twist, trying to hurt a joint. And we just saw the quarterback for Good Hope, number 2, Bailey Quick, helped off the field with something that just like that happened to him.
Absolutely. Y'all, another member of the Live 95 staff in the stands, the M of WRJM, reporting, quote, "I believe I've heard swear words down here I've never heard before," unquote.
I believe it. Curry's side of the stadium is not happy with the calls that are coming. Perhaps they're just not seeing things the way we are.
We've got a history of some things happening over here. I did not bring my body armor, but maybe I should have.
Perhaps so.
Well, the fans are getting chippy as well as
Here's
the players.
A call.
It's going to be a dead ball.
Dead ball foul.
What's that?
We're going to talk about.
They're still talking about it. It's going to be a dead ball against Good Hope.
Nope, against Curry.
I believe he just signaled that wrong.
Yeah, he did.
They're marking it off against Curry. Of course, we've seen them mark it off one way and then mark it off back the other way.
So they're not exactly offsetting because one is of 15 and one is of 10. Looks like the 15-yard one coming against Good Hope.
Well, after the referees do the hokey-pokey and turn themselves around, Good Hope's going to have the ball at the 35-yard line. It's going to be about second down and 15.
Now, all jokes aside, that's a great way to sum up this game. Is it's been quite a turnaround. We've seen the ball switch hands several times, and then we've seen officials march different directions several times. I'm not quite sure what to think of this one, Chris.
Well, the officials are still in conference at about the 35-yard line.
I'll tell you what to think, Josh. You're getting near the end of the season. The games matter more and more.
Yes.
It's a big deal now.
Yes. Every game is important.
They're working on the left knee, a bit quick on the sideline here.
Okay.
Good news is he was up on his own power, trotting up and down the sideline. I do think we'll probably see him return. Good. Probably just something that got his attention and scared him. But one thing that the Raiders have seen, unfortunately, their last few games, the very thing that Josh, you and Chris are mentioning up top, guys twisting legs on the sideline, punching guys in inappropriate places. That's what these Raiders have seen the last two or three games, and is continuing here tonight at Curry.
That's tough luck for Good Hope. The more things change, the more they stay the same. We are still not quite sure what's going on this field.
You know, tensions run high when playoffs are on the line.
Yep.
All right, we're getting a dead ball foul now against Good Hope. Someone is ejected. Who was ejected? Is it number 24?
They just called it unsportsmanlike. You're correct, Chris, against Good Hope.
Uh-oh.
And players are baffled. Coaches are baffled. I know you folks at home are baffled. And if we could offer clarity, we would. This has been a baffling first.
There is pen and paper by the officiating crew on the field now. I believe they're trying to add it all up like we are.
Well, I believe the official signaled that someone was ejected, but
that's
we didn't see
like
who it was, and number 24 began walking towards the sidelines.
But he's still on the field.
He's still on the field. That would be Colton Bagwell. You know, Good Hope does not want to lose him. That's one of their key players.
But I don't know. I'm not quite sure what's happened. You can call it bias, if you will, to these Coleman County schools, but I didn't see Good Hope with any infractions whatsoever.
Well, now the Good Hope coach is giving an earful to the official.
Appropriately so, Chris. We've been standing here talking about officiating for the past 3 or 4 minutes already. The ball is yet to be snapped.
You're back, Tommy.
It's 24, gentlemen, that just got tossed to the ball game.
Okay.
That is unfortunate, Tommy. I did not see him do anything, did you?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so.
Tommy, did you see him do anything down there?
No, I didn't. That's what's interesting.
All right, number two is back in the game. That would be Bailey Quick at quarterback. He heaves the ball deep. He's got a man.
Oh,
that's going to be flags all day long against the Curry Yellow Jackets.
A little bit of talking coming from Good Hope there.
Yep, and now are we seeing more flags?
Probably from the smack talk that was being said. That referee is watching the Good Hope receiver that was intended for it. Curry's clapping. That's not good news for Good Hope.
No, it's not. The wide receiver for Good Hope basically got mugged by about three of these Yellow Jacket defenders. Again, we've got a dinner party going on at about the 25-yard line where all the officials are invited. And we're trying to figure out what's going on.
You know, and this is tough to officiate, as obviously we're trying to learn and adapt to these games. One that moves this slow has got to be very difficult to call. So any and all listener patience, I appreciate.
Well, Good Hope breaks the huddle. They're coming up to the line. The officials are
going to walk off some more.
Are going to walk around a little bit more. Let's see. We haven't gotten a call yet.
He got pass interference against Curry, but the person against Good Hope.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So they did get Good Hope for the smack talking. The wide receiver turned around to the defender and said something to him, and that was all it took to now a net loss of 5 yards.
Actually, he picked the ball up, went 15 yards in one direction, turned around, and came 15 yards back.
So, undoubtedly, we've missed the class on offsetting penalties.
That's right.
But all right. I digress.
Second down, 14 for the Good Hope Raiders. Bailey Quick back, takes a shotgun step, swings it out to number three. Screen pass. He's got about 6 yards on the reception. He'll bring it back up to close to the original line of scrimmage.
So because of all the talking back and forth with players and coaches, coaches hopefully yelling at these players, I'd like to know if there was any discipline change on the field. Because that's what all this comes down to. It's mental discipline. We've seen games where penalties have made such a huge change in the outcome. This is more than that. This, we are impeding the game because of these mental mistakes.
The Cowbells are going for the Curry Yellow Jackets. It's going to be third down and six. Quick drops back.
He's going around the right sideline.
Lot
of
green.
Defender. He's going to have some. No, he's pulled out at the 10-yard line.
It's down to about the 10. I believe that will easily be enough for a first down.
The closest that Good Hope has been all night.
Other than that one touchdown, you're absolutely right. That was a long play by Quick. Again, this time Quick picking up a crucial first down with his feet.
We'll see on the touchdown. They were still several more yards out than this.
Surprise, surprise! The officials are again in conference down on the 15-yard line.
Guys, I just had a conversation with Colton Bagwell, and I watched the video on the sideline. Bagwell was on the ground.
Okay,
right.
Two Curry players had his leg, twisting his leg. He kicked his leg to try to get it loose. The official threw a flag and threw him out of the ball game. I saw the video on the sideline.
That's
with Colton.
Tough.
So.
That is unfortunate because that young man has been playing a very good ball game up.
Guys, and now a Curry player has affected.
Oh, no. This one, this young man right down here on the sidelines, we'll see if we can figure out what happened there. He is livid. Looks like the same number for Curry, number 24.
So number 24 for Curry?
Yep.
Okay. Number 24 for Curry, that would be Aaron Oswalt. We've called his name a couple of times tonight.
Guys, any?
I didn't get all of that one there, Tommy.
Any irony that both of the 24s have been thrown?
A lot of irony. Maybe maybe the refs are just trying to keep it even.
Wow.
These are our highly paid announcers, folks.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, I almost said something, but I probably shouldn't say on
that.
The air.
Don't do that.
Not in the booth. Go down to the field if you're going to do that, Chris.
That's right.
You'll fit right in down there from what I understand.
All right. It's going to be
a lot of pointing fingers coming from the referees here. Let's
see which direction they move the ball and if they bring it back after they move it. They're marking it off from the 15. It's down to about the 5.5. It's going to be first and goal.
You know, at this point, I just want to watch some football. I'm
right,
going to have to be
right,
color commentary. I want to see some football here. We've watched officiating for the past 10 minutes.
It'd be nice if a football game broke
out.
That's
right. That's right.
It's going to be about first and goal from the 5-6-yard line. Number two lines up in the shotgun, takes the snap. Got a good block, man, coming across the middle. Oh. Good defense by the Curry defense. That was, I think, number two on the Curry defenders. He came right in front, broke. That was Colton Aaron. Broke in front of the ball and made an excellent defense on that pass. Good pass.
That's right. And I believe that we've now seen the starting quarterback for Good Hope come back. That'd be Bailey Quick.
Yes, he's
back
in
the
game.
So good to see him up and moving around. Good Hope really needing all the impact players they can get a hold of.
Exactly. In a game of this importance, you don't want to lose anyone.
Man in motion.
He's in the shotgun, takes a snap. Has
Quick
good protection.
He's got an option.
He's got a man open.
That is a touchdown.
Good Hope. Excellent pass by number two, Bailey Quick. I did not get the number of the receiver.
Number 15 on Good Hope's team.
Number 15. It's a good throw and catch to Isaiah Green. Again, good discipline by that receiver, making a break to help out his quarterback. He had good separation, about 3 yards, and Quick put the ball exactly where he needed to.
I like to talk about the strategy a lot, Chris, and with that, the mental game. You finally give Good Hope the ball back after much deliberation, and what do? They punch it right into the end zone.
That's right. Very demoralizing. They're going for two. Quick takes it off the shotgun. He's got a man deep in the end zone, and he's open for the two-point conversion. 14-0. Good Hope takes the lead. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these short messages on Friday Night Live.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to Friday Night Live. It's 14-0. The Good Hope Raiders lead the Curry Yellow Jackets. This game has been getting, for lack of a better word, emotional, Josh.
Oh, gosh, yes. We've seen, you mentioned chippiness. We have seen at the most chip in any game I've seen all season.
Easily. And now Good Hope comes up to the ball. They kick it off. It goes deep. Curry fields it at about the 20. He breaks up the middle, going from right to left. He's got a blocker. Then he's brought down by a host of Raider defenders about the 28, 29-yard line. Pretty good return for the Yellow Jackets. I would say it's their best one so far in the kicking game. And now we're going to get to see this Curry offense, which has been off the field for an awful long time.
It's a very long time. That's going to be tough because this isn't pro ball. This isn't college ball. You're not seeing jackets. You're not seeing heaters, and it's getting kind of cool down there. It's really hard for a quarterback and running back to stay warm in conditions like this when the defense have been on the field for this long.
All right, it looks like number three, Luke Smith is at quarterback for Curry. He hands the ball off up the middle. Looks like a gain of about 3 yards. You know, if I'm a fan of the Curry Yellow Jackets, yeah, I would want to see them start working the middle of the field, trying to open up the lanes to the outside.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's not something that they've really even tried, even though they've had success on that one play on their second drive of the night. Probably, what, a 9-yard gain around the outside, but they haven't gone back to it.
I believe this is number eight lined up of shotgun. He throws the ball out, incompletion. It's a quick pass to the wide receiver on the near sideline. Could not connect. No, that was actually number three. That was Luke Smith again. Curry runs a system with two different quarterbacks. Yeah. You've got number three, Luke Smith, who's kind of their passing quarterback. And number eight, Samuel Tidwell, who's sort of the running quarterback. We've seen him run a lot of design quarterback runs.
And number three going back on the field now that he's gotten to play. So we'll see how your theory lines up.
It's going to be about third and six, third and seven.
And they're going to go right back to that shotgun formation. You've got two receivers on each side. I think you're right here, Chris. I think he's going long.
He drops back. A lot of defenders. Well-developed screen play. He's going to be close to the sticks. Depends on the spot. Looks like the officials are spotting it at about the 39.5-yard line. That's going to be a half a yard short. They may bring out the sticks to measure this one, Josh.
They're looking at it.
That was an excellent middle screen there by the Curry Yellow Jackets.
It's not something that was expected, that's for sure. I didn't even expect it. Number three running back to the huddle to bring the play.
All right, it's going to be fourth down and a half a yard. Curry's going to go for it on their 44-yard line.
Pull out the crystal ball, Chris. What's the play going to be right here?
I believe you're going to see a quarterback keeper off the right side.
I think they're going to throw it. I think defensive line is too strong from Good Hope.
Quarterback hands it off. Both of us were wrong. Takes it around the left end. He's got the first down easily. That was number 30. That's Colton Burton for the Yellow Jackets. Picked up about 15 yards, ladies and gentlemen.
Almost to their 50.
Almost to the 50. It was a Freudian slip. He's got the ball up to the Yellow Jacket 48-yard line, first and 10 for the Curry Yellow Jackets.
Curry not wasting any time as we break just inside the 6.5-minute mark left in the half. Curry in the shotgun formation one more time. Throw it to the outside. Number two is going to take it up the side, but pushed out of bounds at now Good Hope's 48-yard line.
That's Colton Aaron who took that pass from Luke Smith. Took it to the near sideline, picked up about 5-6 yards.
Yeah,
a good high percentage play.
That's right. You know, if you can nail those out every single play, then you won't have any trouble finding the end zone. I thought I could hear Tommy there for a minute. See if Tommy's down there on the sideline still. We'll check back in with him in just a few.
Curry lines up in the shotgun. They've got two backs beside the quarterback. He takes a snap, hands it off on a jet sweep to number 23, but Good Hope is all over it. That's going to be a loss of about 2 yards, tackled by about five of the Good Hope Raiders there, Josh.
You know, and they just found a gap and shot through it, Good Hope did, and tied everyone in the backfield down. I don't think anyone in the Curry backfield was not drugged to the ground by Good Hope.
All right, Curry comes up to the line, and again, you've got number three, Luke Smith, at quarterback. He's into the shotgun formation, no backs around him, pitches it out quick. That's a good pitch and catch to number 30. Picks up about 3 yards. Number 30, Colton Burton, and we've got another flag down on the field.
Well, you know, Chris, it was a good 3 or 4 minutes of play.
It was good while it lasted there, Josh.
It's about time to take another break.
Guys, I did some technical checking, and I can tell you on our TuneIn app, we have a record number of listeners tonight.
Sure. What's are you able to disclose that number?
Maybe later.
Okay. Looks like the penalty's going to go against Curry here. Tommy, did you have any idea what that was?
Oh, and this, we might see another one. The coach just threw his headset.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Tommy, can you hear us? Nope, still having some technical difficulties. Maybe he can
get it. You're on now, Tommy. You were.
You're watching the live.
There you are. I don't know how well you can hear me, but I can hear you pretty well. It's an unsportsmanlike call against Curry again. This is, folks back at home, we're trying to give you a good idea. This is a very chippy ball game for one, more so from the Curry side. The Good Hope guys are just trying to defend themselves. But this is very interesting. I've never been around a program where two guys got thrown out in a game in the first 12 to 14 minutes of the ball game.
Yeah. And this has definitely been tough to watch. I can only imagine what it's like to be down there on the sidelines with actually both sidelines tonight.
I hope Curry kept the warranty on that headset because he slung that thing about 30 yards. After the mark off, it's going to be fourth down and a country mile for the Yellow Jackets.
And guys, when Colton Bell had to come out of the game when he was thrown out for Good Hope, you talk about a bunch of guys rallying. That's why they're flying around the ball here. They've decided they're going to come back and they're going to put it to Curry because their guy, Colton Bagwell, got thrown out. This defense for the Raiders is swarming around the ball, and once again, they've held them to a fourth down and long.
You know, we've seen that, Tommy, and it wouldn't surprise me to see them keep the foot on the gas. You know, not call the dogs off, but just try to pile on the scores. You've got number two back deep. That's Bailey Quick, the quarterback. He's back to receive the expected punt from the Yellow Jackets. And we've got play resuming. They come up to the line. Snap. Kicks away. It's a short kick. Not a very good kick.
He's going to call fair catch.
Oh, but it did get a good Yellow Jacket bounce. And that was a dirty hit by the Curry Yellow Jackets. Number six looked like he punched one of the players for Good Hope in the face, who's writhing on the ground in pain. That was number eight.
Guys, I'll tell you this. If they throw number eight for Curry out of the ball game, this
oh,
that's Samuel Tidwell, who plays quarterback some for Curry.
Yeah, the running quarterback, as we were talking earlier. And
that was the most uncalled for lick that I've ever seen in a football game, folks. You can't describe it.
We may have to talk over you a little bit there, Tommy, as things are getting rowdy there behind
over here.
You.
Yeah.
Good Hope has taken their players off the field. I do not blame them. I've been around this sport from the time I was 8 years old up until my second year of college. I don't know that I've ever seen as blatant a punch.
Yep, and number eight is getting a chewing right now. We don't know if he's going to receive that from the officials as well or not, but that was the young man that was twisting after or at the time of the Good Hope ejection.
Number six for Good Hope was the player who took the hit. That was Jonathan Quick.
They are not going to throw him out. That is a very interesting call there.
The officials are about to lose control of this ball game unless they do something quick.
I would dare to say that it's already out of control, as our broadcast has been scattered all over the place, not completely in fault of our own, but because of the monotony and chaos on the field.
You're mostly back, Tommy. Come on, jump in.
They're marking off about 15 yards. That'll bring the ball up to about the 39-yard line. We're still waiting to see a signal. I guess they're not going to give one.
I don't believe so. They
Good Hope lines up. Shotgun formation. Twin sets to the near side. Number two, Colton Quick, takes the ball around the left end. He pitches it out, and that's going to be about a three-yard pickup. Maybe 2 yards for number 19, Matthew Schwager.
Like Bailey Quick trying to make anything and everything possible on the field there as he comes back now from the sideline to give the call on the field. Offensive play. I'm
kind of speechless, Josh.
Yeah,
honestly.
Am. I really am. I'm very concerned to see what will happen in the second half. As the night only gets longer, this game is only going to become more intense.
Right. You've got five wide receivers spread out. Quarterbacks of his shotgun, takes a snap. Quick pitch out to number three. He's got blockers on the outside. And
there's a flag
on the play again. That was a pickup of about 8-9 yards, but we're waiting to see what the flag is.
And, guys, I am beyond surprised. Number eight for Curry is still on the football field.
Absolutely.
That gentleman had a blatant personal foul, punching the kid after the play was over, and he's still on the football field.
That's going to be a hold against Good Hope.
It makes me wonder, Tommy, if that's even if maybe the officials are afraid to eject any more players from this Curry home side here as things are getting very loud and very angry on the bleachers.
Well, we're going to bring up about second down and 13 yards from about the 36-yard line of the Good Hope Raiders. Good play negated by a hold. I did not see the hold.
No,
but
I did not as well. There's so much to watch on these fields.
Right.
I'm having a hard time because you look away for a second and someone might get punched.
Bailey Quick takes a shotgun snap. Pump fake. He's still running. And incompletion.
Oh,
and again, we get something
right there.
Twisting the leg.
Oh, this is
this is about to get ugly. Number 22
oh,
for
there
Curry.
It goes. Like right there.
Rolling with the leg of a quarterback for Good Hope, trying to twist it.
I can see it from the press box.
It's right in front of us.
Yep. There's going to be some booing. I'm hoping Curry is booing against their own players, as this is just blatant.
Tommy, you're back.
Unsportsmanlike.
This is some of the worst sportsmanship I think I've seen in this sport.
Tommy, whenever you can, you just break in on us.
Go, Tommy.
Because what's interesting, too, that one was right in front of the head official.
Yep.
Right.
And, you know, it's not like we're being biased for Good Hope folks at home. I'll tell you, we are not.
No.
This is an absolute poorly called football game, a poor sportsmanship play, and the fact of the Curry Yellow Jackets. I'll tell you that up front.
Absolutely.
Third down and 13 for Good Hope. Shotgun formation, and they run
Bailey
it right
Quick's
up the middle
it.
With Bailey Quick.
He's going to take it to the outside. He's got a little bit of room.
He's
going to
high step green.
As he takes out the left.
And
there's a flag.
Up, there's another
the
flag.
He's still
what a bad, terrible hit by the Curry Yellow Jackets behind the play.
Yep.
Second flag. That will be a personal foul.
I've got three flags. It's very possible that there are three separate fouls.
Wow. I'm not
at
sure what happened
two.
on the first foul.
Wow.
But that second one was a blatant late hit, Josh.
Just to prove Tommy's point about how we are unbiased, Chris is from Bluntsville, which is Blunt County.
Right.
I am from Hayden, which is also Blunt County. We do not have a dog in this race tonight.
No.
But we have seen so,
you know,
so much of
it. Three flags on the field. One right about midfield. One here about the 40-yard line on the Good Hope side. One upfield here about the 45 of the Curry side. Three flags on one play.
That's right.
And I can almost bet you there's three late hits.
Yeah, and I think two of them. No,
oh.
Curry's going to cheer. We're not quite sure. Both sides seem to be cheering. I'm more confused than.
I don't know if one of the Curry players was ejected or not.
I have no idea.
I mean, the play that I saw that drew my reaction. It was a good 15 yards behind the ball carrier. One of the Curry defenders just absolutely lit up a Good Hope player.
Lead officials maybe still thinking about telling the press box on what happened. I'm not sure. Folks, I did a lot of research on this game, and I think I'm just going to throw it away because nothing about this about who these young men have played.
We've got a signal that's going to be a personal foul
against Curry.
Against Curry.
That's the only signal we get.
Okay.
Three flags on the field, and we get one call.
Well, he marked off a lot of yardage. I don't know if it was more than one personal foul on that play.
Tommy, you're mostly on if you want to go.
Yeah, I think there were probably three personal fouls. One against Good Hope, one against Curry. Actually, two against Good Hope. So
this is tough to watch. Like we said before, Tommy, whenever you feel like you can, just interject. We'll yield to you no matter what's happening, because I definitely want that report from the side of the field.
Here we go, guys. We had two personal fouls against Curry, one against Good Hope. So they offset the one and penalize the other one against Curry, if that makes sense. Two against Curry, one on Good Hope.
Okay.
So the one of those was applied.
So instead of 30 yards, it was only 20.
This is going to bring up first down and 10 from about the 25-yard line. Good Hope is marching down into the red zone. They take the snap. Quick swings it out. A big hit by the Curry defender. That was a clean hit.
That's we've seen tonight, Chris.
It was an incomplete pass by the Good Hope.
And that's really just because Curry was rushing both sides of the field, and we're able to get a hand on the receiver right as the ball was thrown. That's the football we like to watch. That's the football we came here tonight. Unfortunately, that's only the third or fourth serious play we've seen all night.
You know, that was an excellent play by the defender. It was a big hit. It's going to bring up second down and 10 from about the 25-yard line. Good Hope is in the shotgun formation. We've got whistles blowing.
Line judge is indicating something on the Curry side of the field. Not quite sure.
He dropped a yellow flag. This might be a sideline violation, maybe, with players getting too close.
He said to push it back. I don't know if I completely agree with that, because I didn't see anybody approaching.
No.
They're talking to coach here. Coach has been encroaching on the field, or at least so the officials say. This is tough.
Well,
this is really tough.
And, you know, the crowd is getting animated, is one way to put it. They are giving an earful to the officials as well.
Guys, the game is so I myself on the field at the numbers. That is some of the coaches on the sideline for Curry were beyond the white stripe on the side.
Okay.
Just giving them a warning, actually.
All right, so it was a sideline warning. No yardage lost on either side. It's going to be second down and 10 for the Good Hope Raiders. Shotgun formation. Quick gets a snap. Throws the ball. Completion.
Curry's going to say no.
Well, the referees are signaling a catch.
Yeah.
Cannot tell exactly how many yards he picked up. Looks like it's going to be about 8 or 9.
Great catch and a hard collision from Curry, but a great catch by the Good Hope receiver. I didn't catch his number. He was coming across the middle, and he knew he was going to.
Well, Tommy, he knew he was going to take a big hit, but he held on to the ball. That's good hard-nosed football, and I'll give it to the Curry defender on that one. He made a good play trying to knock the ball loose. I love to see that kind of football. There's no place for unsportsmanlike conduct over and over again. It's going to be first down. 10 yards to go from about the 11, maybe 13-yard line. Good Hope in the shotgun, takes the snap, hands it off up the middle, breaks the first tackle. It's going to be about 2 yards, maybe, on the pickup. It's going to be hard-fought 2 yards.
There's still some extracurriculars going on.
What's happening, guys, the Good Hope Raiders know what Curry's doing. When they get a guy on the ground, they're going to start twisting his legs and twisting his ankles. So what happened right there, the offensive lineman for Good Hope ran to their running back and were taking the Curry defenders off of him before they could get a chance to start twisting their legs. Guys, if you can see it from this vantage point, I'm in shock. I would, like a moment ago when number 8 back.
Oh.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Nope.
Good Hope lines up in the shotgun, takes the snap. He's got a man breaking across the middle and just out of reach. Incomplete pass. That's going to bring up about third down and 9.
I think we got you back, Tommy. Go ahead.
I was going to say the game is so intense, we've talked about, that a moment ago when the number 8 for Curry hit the Good Hope guy, number 6 in the back hard, way late, I myself on the field about the 40-yard line as if I was going out in defense of the player, just as an observer of the game,
right,
seeing someone who's being taken advantage of. And
that's how intense it is on the field, and that it's getting that way for the stand, for the fans of the stands too, guys.
Yes.
You know, we may have to slip out here. We're just here to cover the ball game.
Yeah,
that's right.
And you're not lying, because we're gonna pitch
out to the right side. He's around the end. Can't tell.
Very, very strong tackle.
Yeah, that was a big hit. You know, you could hear the crowd go, you know, everyone go, ooh. It's going to bring up fourth down and about fourth and three from, I'd say, the 5-6 yard line there, Josh.
Yeah, they're very close. But, you know, Tommy's not lying. I look over to the Good Hope bleachers, and everyone is on their feet. And this is not even halftime.
No.
And everybody's on their feet.
We've got a minute 35 left. It's going to be fourth down, 2 yards to go. They can get a first down without getting the touchdown. Good Hope comes up to the line. Looks like they are going for it. They're lining up at a stack.
Side line judge is going to call. It's called timeout on Good Hope.
It's going to be a timeout. We're going to take a break here on Friday Night Live. We'll be back after these short messages on 95.5.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Good Hope Raiders leading the Curry Yellow Jackets 14-0. A minute 35 left to go in the second quarter. Fourth down and two. The Good Hope Raiders knocking on the end zone door.
Absolutely.
You know, I have to think they're going to go for it here,
you know,
Josh.
And absolutely. They lined up as if they were going to go for it. On this one, I think Good Hope scores right here, definitely. Now, whether or not that's going to change how things are developing on the field, I don't know. I'm not quite sure that Curry will give up right away, but it should still continue to be a very
interesting
game.
Number two, Colton Quick for the Good Hope Raiders lines up under center. First time we've seen this tonight. Oh, it's going to be an offsides.
That's
a call against Good Hope. Offensive lineman got a little bit jumpy,
yep.
Wanting to really get off the ball. And, again, we've said it before, emotions are high.
Very.
You know, that penalty is going to be against Good Hope. That'll back it up some.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fourth down, about 8 yards to go from, I'd say, the 10-yard line. Good Hope lines back up again.
Curry still looking at the sideline, getting a play a little late. Now they're going to make some adjustments on the defensive line.
And the quarterback rolls out. He's got a man in the corner.
He's got a touchdown, Good Hope.
Touchdown, Good Hope. Well-designed play.
He had three receivers, two on the left side, one on the right. As I hear Tommy pick up, what's things like over on that side of the field, Tommy? Tommy still can't hear us. We'll get back to him in just a few minutes as Good Hope now lines up for the extra point.
Josh, that was an offensive set we have not seen from Good Hope Raiders. That was a full backfield. Mm-hmm. Nobody spread wide. The quarterback sold it. Excellent play fake. And when he did, that allowed that tight end to sneak out into the corner of the end
Absolutely.
Zone.
Absolutely. That play fake was so good that it almost cost the play completely.
Right. 20-0. Good Hope lines up.
You're on, Tommy.
Kick is up. Waiting for the call by the officials. And it's no good.
Must have been just right.
Must have been. Tommy, are you with us?
Yeah, I think so, guy. That extra the right, and you could. They slipped the tight end out in the corner. Curry saw.
Still
nothing lead here in the first half.
Still trying to pick up Tommy there.
Still trying to pick up Tommy.
His main idea was that we are now 20-0. Good Hope leads here right at the minute and a half marker for Good Hope here first half. We've seen a struggle tonight, Chris. Both sides, officials, ourselves, everyone's struggling tonight.
This has been at times very ugly. You know, Good Hope, I've got to give it to him. And, again, I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm not from Colvin County.
Not. Tommy, I think I got you dialed in if you want to go.
You with us, Tommy?
Yes, I'm here, guys.
All right.
Maybe we can keep it to pickup constant.
Maybe so. We missed your monologue there just a second ago, if you want to rehash that one.
Go ahead and repeat what you said earlier, Tommy, if you can.
I will try to remember what I said, gentlemen.
Hope kicks the ball off deep.
Oh, no.
That's going to go out of bounds. That will be a flag. A good field position for the Curry Yellow Jackets. That last play call for the touchdown, Josh, that surprised me.
Yeah.
I was not expecting to see that type of offensive set, especially not on a fourth down and seven, down and eight.
Like I said, it was really close, though. It was a play action. There was a lot of defensive players for Curry rushing in on top. That being said, there were three wide receivers in the end zone, two on the left, one on the right. He ultimately chooses the one on the right, and he comes down with it. Wonderful play. If it had been executed any slightly different, it probably wouldn't have worked out. But Good Hope, knowing how to put things together right when they needed it, executed that one perfectly.
Well, Good Hope is teeing the ball back up. I believe Curry asked for a re-kick. So number 22 for Good Hope, that would be Walter Perez. Comes up to the ball, kicks it.
This time
kicks it high and short.
Near side.
Whoa, almost recovered by Good Hope.
Oh, he touched it. Not sure whose it's going to be.
Not sure who. Oh, Curry has the ball at about the 50-yard line. That was almost like the onside kick that Alabama did against Clemson a few years ago. He kicked it high. The upback didn't field it cleanly. It bounced. A Good Hope player had a shot at the ball. He missed it. Curry recovered it. There was a bit of a scramble. It was open on the sideline, but Curry comes up with the ball.
A lot of Curry players in that area when the Good Hope player was near the ball. Makes you wonder if that got into his mind a little bit, that maybe there was going to be quite a few come in on top of him because he couldn't just quite get his hands on it.
Curry lines up in the shotgun. Two backs. Quarterback takes a snap. Number three, he drops back.
He's going deep. A lot of coverage.
Double coverage.
Was much too high to begin with. I don't think that was going to work, even if it wasn't double covered.
I'm going to say this, just to keep things even. There is a flag down. I thought that could have been pass interference against Good Hope.
You think so?
I think so, because the wide receiver was impeded from going after the ball.
Ever so slightly. We'll see what this one comes out to be. Curry is cheering, so it may have been exactly what you called.
I didn't see a flag down in that general area, but I believe it was a pass interference call.
They are going to call something on Good Hope.
Right.
It's been marched back already. Curry and a huddle.
Got a minute 19 left. Curry's down by 20 points. They come up to the ball at the 36-yard line. This is about as deep as we've seen Curry drive into Good Hope territory. Number three deep for the shotgun snap. That's Luke Smith. There's no running backs with him.
Man in motion.
Takes a shotgun.
They're going to go to 12 on the left
number
side.
12. Smart play call.
Yep.
Good pitch and catch. Number 12, Steven Swindle, catches the ball, picks up about 8-9 yards, and then gets out of bounds to stop the clock.
With just over a minute left in the half. You know, you can keep going with those plays, 7 or 8 yard gains and get out of bounds. You can get all the way to the end zone with that, as the ball is just inside Good Hope's 30 here. Curry looking to try to get on the board before the locker room.
It's going
to
bring up a second down and three. Number 12 split wide again. Number three at quarterback, Luke Smith. He's in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Sprints out to the right-hand side. Throws it out into the flats. Little bit high. It's going to be an incomplete pass.
Number 11 for Good Hope. Really trying to get out under that ball as the pass was bobbled and goes over the top of the hands of the receiver there. Like to see that effort all the way down to the last minute of play in the half.
No.
To try to secure the ball before halftime. Is that a flag on the 30-yard marker right there, Chris? I believe.
And we've got a conference again by the officials.
Tommy, you look good again if you want to jump in.
I believe.
As soon as I say that. Hang on, let me pick this up again.
Are we there?
I think it's going to be holding.
I believe Tommy said it's going to be holding against the Yellow Jackets. They are marking the ball out. Off against the Yellow Jackets.
I didn't see a holding call.
Jay, I think we're going to get you to stand on the roof and hold this antenna.
Just to tell everybody what's going on, Tommy's on the sideline with a wireless mic, and we have to hold our mouth just right to pick it up. So go ahead, Tommy.
Believe that was going to be a holding call there, Tommy. That's going to back it up. It's going to be about second down and 15 yards to go.
Just some word from the from our infield operative for Live 95.5. Another quote, another play, another flag. That looking to be true here as we near. Still at the one-minute marker
right
here before the half. What an interesting game.
All right, Curry comes up to the line of scrimmage now. You've got number three coming back on the field. You got to think he'll be at quarterback, Luke Smith, although we have seen other players line up at that position. Number 30 spreads out wide. That's Colton Burton. And we've got a shotgun snap. Smith takes the ball.
Watch him go to 12
back.
Right here. Nope, he's going to go over the middle. Oh, and incomplete.
Tries to throw the ball to Colton Burton.
That's going
to
give him a third and long here, Chris.
Third and very long.
The pressure's got to be mounting as you're looking at about third and 16 to go right here. About 55 seconds left in the half. If you don't do something right here, if you're Curry, if you don't do something with the ball, Good Hope's going to look to take it back and score. And they have not had a problem getting down the field in a couple of plays tonight.
You know, Burton was open across the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. He had a man. He just couldn't quite get the ball to him.
I just don't think, with all the pressure of the game, both quarterbacks having a really hard time looking at the whole field tonight.
Number three, Smith, lines up at the shotgun, takes a snap. Defenders all over him.
He's going to heave it out. Double coverage. He comes
double
down with
coverage.
It.
We've got a flag.
I think this is going to be
waiting on a signal. They're fighting over the ball, and they're saying that the Yellow Jackets have the ball. That would be a first down pickup of about 20, 25 yards. But again, we have to wait on the penalty.
Definitely one of the bigger plays from Curry tonight, for sure.
It's a dangerous pass by that Curry quarterback. Good job. I didn't see who the wide receiver was, but he went up, fought for the ball, came down. Looked like they were struggling to get possession between the defender and the offense.
Yep.
And the offensive man came away with the ball.
You know, this is quite an interesting game. The chain gang not really moving until they were for sure that this is where it's going to stay. Yep, Curry's going to keep the ball here.
It's going to be first down and 10 from about the 18-yard line.
Got about 48 seconds left.
Curry lines up in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Got good time. Pocket breaks down. Got a man over the middle. That's a completion. It's going to be down to about the 4, maybe 5-yard line. That will be another first down for Curry.
Curry's starting to figure out that there's a hole in Good Hope's coverage just about
right
midfield.
In the middle of the field. Yep.
They have exposed that in the past two plays combined.
It's going to be first down and goal from about the 4, maybe 5-yard line. Running out of time, 31 seconds. Clock is ticking. The Yellow Jackets take the snap and shotgun. Drop it back.
Oh, Curry's going to look for a flag here. I'm thinking that I might have called that one against Good Hope, as there was a little bit of push there before the pass went off. But
there
That will stop the clock with 25 seconds left.
It stops the clock with 25 seconds, Josh. I'm not sure if that was a catchable ball. I couldn't see how far over the receiver that ball was, but there was contact on both sides.
And that's the question, was the push. Without the push, it probably would have been a catchable ball.
Sure.
But we'll give it another shot at it.
It's going to be a second and goal from about the 4-yard line. The Yellow Jackets line up. Number three, quarterback Luke Smith in the middle. Flanked on either side by a running back. He takes a shotgun snap, drops back, fires the ball way too high for his wide receiver across the middle of the field. Incomplete pass, clock stops.
See, Curry's using this kind of pass offense where you put a basketball player as far down the field as you can and lob one up to him and hope that he rebounds it, but that's not going to play out right here because you've got less than 20 yards on that pass.
Sure.
There's not enough time. There's not enough angles here for Curry to lob one up.
Well, at this point, Josh, the back line of the end zone becomes like a 12th defender for the defense.
Yep.
You just run out of real estate for these pass routes to develop.
Absolutely.
It's going to be third down and goal from about the 4-yard line. The Curry Yellow Jackets line up. Number three, Smith at quarterback. He's in the shotgun. You've got spread formation. He rolls out to his left, throws the ball.
High again.
Again, incompletion. I thought that was a catchable ball. I thought the receiver had his hands on it for a moment.
13 seconds left on the clock as Curry looks to take one more shot at the end zone.
Josh, do you take the points or do you take another shot at the end zone down 20 to nothing?
Ooh. If you take the field goal, you get on the board right here before the half. No questions asked. But if you punch in 7 points right here before going into the locker
room, it's a big momentum
shift. You're giving so much momentum to Curry's players, and they need it right now. They're down almost three whole scores with not a single point on the board.
Well, it's a spread formation. Fourth and goal. He takes it.
Oh, he comes off of it. Good. Is that going to be a flag?
That's going to be an incompletion. We're looking
for a
flag.
That's a big stop for Good Hope.
Big stop for Good Hope. The wide receiver in his break, it was a spread formation. Number 3 Smith had a man for a moment, but when he made his cut, his feet, he lost his footing a little bit, and he fell. That gave the defender an opportunity to close with him and make the play. Big stop for the Raider defense.
Absolutely.
They take over first down and 10 from about their own 4-yard line. And, you know, you have to think with just 9 seconds left to go, they're going to be looking to run this clock out, go into the halftime.
I really think you take a knee right here if you're good.
Absolutely.
Because you are so close. If there was any more time on the clock, you would not have the space to take more than one knee. That's how close they are.
Have a quarterback
that's
takes
exactly
a knee.
That's exactly what it's going to be. Curry not giving them any room on it. They were diving at that ball.
Well, we're going to go into halftime. The Raiders of Good Hope take a 20-0 lead against these Curry Yellow Jackets.
And, you know, we've not got a chance to thank any of our sponsors, run any of our ads, as things have just been moving and moving and moving since we went into the second quarter. At this time, let's go ahead and mention that, and then we'll do a little bit of analysis there, Chris. We'd like to thank Cyber Broadband, Coleman Appliance Repair, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon, and Odin's Auto Glass. Appreciate them sponsoring. Appreciate Curry giving us a space in the booth tonight. This has been easily the most interesting game
I've seen
we
this
could
year.
Have picked.
Yes.
Oh, definitely this year. Definitely this year. I'm gonna risk it and say that this was the most interesting game this week for sure.
Well, one of the things that I will say I'm glad to see at the end of the first quarter, getting into the second quarter, it seemed like the game got away from the officials.
Yes.
We saw some very ugly, very, for lack of a better word, dirty play on
Absolutely.
That field. And it seems like some of that has calmed down a little bit.
We finally got to get back to football.
Yes, we got
the flags.
You know, we got to get back to football, and now Curry has to try to dig themselves out of
Absolutely.
A 3-score hole.
Absolutely. Good on Good Hope. You know, things went back and forth for a long time. You know, if you want to stretch out with some of those punts and say flag football was tonight's theme, it really was. But I'm looking to see that everybody's kind of gotten a head back on themselves.
Maybe, right.
I don't think anybody's forgotten about the ejections or about the dirty plays, but we've really tried to put all of it behind us and just play football. Good Hope has done that hand over fist here because they answered with a solid 20 points
in
that second quarter.
And, you know, something that I noticed, Josh, as the play progressively got worse, it seemed like it fired up Good Hope more.
Yes.
Good Hope tightened up as a team, and they really began to play hard.
I'd really like to probably credit that to Good Hope's coaching, really knowing how to steer those young men into that direction, because this could have easily transpired into a bench-clearing brawl. We've seen in years past from other teams.
I'm glad it did not.
You know, we're just one short away from smearing both of these schools' names in a viral video. But fortunately, like you said, we've gotten away from that. Football has seemed to transpire. Curry finding that lob pass kind of offense that gave them quite a bit of success, but Good Hope ultimately stopping that.
Right.
What do you say to your players if you're Curry's coach in the locker room?
If I'm Curry's coach in the locker room, I would have to tell them, look, guys, I don't know how many yards we've given up in penalties, but it's too much.
Oh, gosh.
You know, we have got to play within our game plan. We've got to use our heads, get back to playing hard-nosed football. Nobody's saying don't hit people, but don't make silly penalties.
Silly mistakes, absolutely. Well, just to chime in on some games around the county, Tarrant Cold Springs at the half, Tarrant leads by 1 point, 14-13. the Hartsell-Coleman game, now into the third quarter, Hartsell 17, Coleman 0. Fairview Randolph is at halftime as well. Randolph leading that one 22 to 6. Of course, the Curry Good Hope game is the one you're listening to now. Good Hope 20, Curry 0. Very close game here, despite what the scoreboard says. The Hansville Fultondale game now into the third quarter. Fultondale 33, Hansville 6. Meek and Marion County into the third quarter. Marion County 7, Meek 6. Vinemont still losing to J.B. Pennington in the third quarter. J.B. Pennington 20-6. Corner and West Point 6. 0 shutting out corners so far, that also in the third quarter. We will continue to bring you those scores from around the county as we collect them in. At this time, we'll take a little break and air out some of our sponsors and return you to the band. But first, a quick word from Jay Fuller.
I just want to thank everyone for tuning in, and I am delighted to see the calmness of the band. Quite a change of mood.
It really has. It's the atmosphere here has been pretty intense.
Absolutely. I've been getting some behind-the-scenes information from some other members of our crew, and let's just say everyone tonight is fired up.
Sure.
Everyone.
Yep. But you want this kind of involvement, but maybe not involvement of this kind.
Right.
Like I said, we'll be right back in just a few to bring you the sounds of both Good Hope and Curry's bands after a quick word from these sponsors.
You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, NMLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman.
And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, review of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Cullman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Cullman's Live 95. We are Cullman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. So we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today, or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio.
Cullman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Cullman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278 just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
And welcome back. Appreciate those sponsors covering to make Friday Night Live possible on Live 95.5 WRJM LP, Cullman's independent radio. Been quite an interesting ball game so far. If you've been tuning in, or if you've just tuned in with us, we've seen a lot of officiating. We've seen a lot of extracurricular activities,
and we saw a little bit of
ball play. We as in Josh Lawler, Chris Greer, and Tommy Warhurst, all present, as well as several other members of the Live 95 cast.
You know, I've seen Bailey Quick in this game. He's had a pretty good game, Tommy. He's made plays when he's needed to, both with his legs and his arm.
He has. And Quick is a good quarterback. He has a great arm to throw. He has a great ability to see the field and scramble.
Yeah.
And I think you're seeing the benefits of one Bailey Quick and the offense for Good Hope and their defense in this year four of Coach Alan Scott being at Good Hope. It's taken about 4 years for his system to be in place, for the kids to buy into it, right. And now you're seeing those results on the field.
That's right. We visited him early in the season. We chose one of theirs for our Friday Night Live broadcast. Got a chance to meet him for the first time. Super nice guy. Absolutely super nice guy. We look at about 2.5 minutes until the play resumes here. Talk a little bit about the teams leading in. We didn't have too much time to talk about that earlier.
No, we really didn't. Good Hope so far this year, you know, they've lost one ball game. They have won against Haleyville. Yep. They've won against Oak Grove. I believe we saw that one. They won against Tanner, Cordova, Priceville, Carbon Hill. The one loss they've got on the record is against Northside, and that was a pretty close ball game. The thing that I noticed about this Good Hope team when we covered them before is fundamentally sound.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
They do all the little things well, and those little things are what the big things are made of.
And every other time we've seen them this season, whether it's Friday Night Live or following them otherwise, they've kept a pretty level head. Their discipline is one of their fundamentals they're pretty good at. So what do you blame tonight's snafu on? You know, because we've seen penalties come from both sides.
We have, and, you know, not to make any excuses for one side or the other, Josh, but I think this is a case where some of the Good Hope players have gotten caught up in the mess, okay, for lack of a better word. This Curry Yellow Jacket team has been doing some things that you can only describe as being dirty.
Right.
And I think that it's cost some penalties for Good Hope. I do want to give credit where it's due. The coach has done an excellent job, you know, that being the coach of Good Hope Raiders, he has done an excellent job of getting his players off the field and getting them away from this mess. That's Coach Alan Scott trying to be above the mud.
Yeah,
for lack of a better word.
Let me jump in for just a second. I want to remind all of our Coleman County listeners, you know, we are having a good game over here, y'all. We are blowed out right now. Good Hope is ahead 20-0. So, I mean.
But it's much closer than that, right? It's not just a blowout. I've got to defend this game a little bit there, Jay. The scoreboard says it's 20-0, but it has been very, very close. We've seen Curry make it down the field.
Right before the half, Curry was 3 yards away.
Oh, yeah.
From a touchdown, couldn't punch it into the end zone, and good for the Good Hope defense. I mean, they stiffened up and they really held.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming that Curry is feeling a little bit, you know, let down, like they've had so many missed opportunities, but they have not been able to drive it all the way, and, you know, that's good for us Coleman County people.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Because, you know, I'm happy to call games for Coleman County. We get confused every now and then because we're from so many places.
Well,
forget who we're calling for.
Some of the commentators that participate in Friday Night Live like to stay middle of the road.
Guys.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, I'm with Coach Alan Scott of the Good Hope Raiders. And, Coach, one half of football on one hand, I'll say it, one of the dirtiest first halves I've seen by a home team play. Your Raiders held their heads high, came through it, and you go into halftime with a 20-point lead. What did you tell your team at halftime?
We just told them to finish the game. You know, all that stuff that happened kind of extracurricular there, it's unfortunate. I thought our kids composed themselves well and handled it just fine. Obviously, we played pretty well in the first half, defensively and offensively, special teams-wise. So, you know, we just got to get back out here. We get the ball first. It'd be nice to go down and score and, you know, try to pad the lead a little bit and then, you know, just play defense like we've been doing it. So, you know, our guys understand what's at stake, and, you know, we can't do anything stupid right now.
Real quick, too, your system appears the kids have bought into it. Here you are setting with a chance to get to the playoffs if you finish this one off. Your system and what you've been telling these kids is paying off.
Right. Well, yeah, just so thankful for the way that they've stuck it out and the senior leadership that we've got. And, you know, I really hope that they can come out here and finish this game.
The character and the composure they showed in the first half is a direct reflection of your leadership. So, good job, Coach.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Good luck in the second half. Coach Alan Scott of the Good Hope Raiders. Again, guys, they could have lost their cool pretty easily. As a sideline reporter tonight for Live 95, I almost lost mine when Jonathan Quick got hit in the back down here. I found myself on the numbers at the field just as an observer going to try to take up for someone.
Right.
And so that's kind of the intensity we've seen in the first half. I wanted to ask Coach Scott,
if his game plan entailed maybe pulling some of his starters out of the game early in the second half to protect them, but it didn't quite go that far. We'll see if that does play out later on.
It's definitely a strategy you have to think about, because before the end of the half there, you started to wonder, Tommy, if they were going to let up on that at all. But once the ejections started flying, it seemed like that Curry got a little bit more serious.
It seemed like the coach, and not just the coach, but the officials, kind of got the game back under their reins.
Yeah.
Kind of got it back in control, because there for a while it seemed like it was out of control.
It really was.
Yeah, it was the officials were just after the hit on Jonathan Quick down here midway through the second quarter, the officials, I thought, were just about to lose control of the game as both sidelines started to clear. And again, like I said, I found myself at the numbers. And that's just not something you do, you know, that you're caught up in the moment.
That just goes to show the power of this game, Tommy, if it wasn't for the fact that we were up here in the box, we probably would have been drawn into the field as well.
Well, we've got both teams warming up on the sideline. Josh and Tommy, let me ask you this. We've looked at it from the viewpoint of the Good Hope Raiders. What does the coach at Curry tell his team at halftime?
Oh, gosh.
Go out and play your game.
Yep.
You know, they've made mistakes. They've had missed throws. They've had overthrows. They've had some penalties themselves. And I think you tell your players, go out, execute, do what you're taught to do. Hopefully he tells them to play a clean game. We'll find out here in just about 30 or 40 seconds when we kick this one off. But that should be the message you would think.
Right. And Tommy couldn't have said it better. It's all about discipline. That's our key mistake. Maybe a little bit on both sides. Definitely on the Curry side, they're letting the emotions get into them too much. It's not business as usual as a football team to see these kind of penalties come out, because these aren't just false starts or offside penalties. These are personal fouls, and it doesn't matter what the personal foul is. If that call is made, it was a mental mistake.
Well, you expect to see a personal foul now and again, but not 7, 8, 9 of them in a half.
No.
We've got the Yellow Jackets of Curry lining up to kick the ball off. They're going to be kicking it off to the Good Hope Raiders.
I'll tell you this, too. As we begin the second half, I've got myself a get-back coach, so I should not be on the field in the second half.
Excellent, excellent. Maybe he can keep you under control, Tommy.
And, Tommy, we'll tell you this. We've been monitoring your signal stats up here, and you're hopefully we got all that worked out. It's looking,
very good.
Looking much better.
So. Onside kick attempt
by Curry.
I think Good Hope covered it up.
But they did. Little lot number 55 for Good Hope was able to cover it up.
Yep. And you know, and that's just some good blocking up front. Those Good Hope players were diving into that line that was coming in for Curry to wrap that one up. Without them, there would have been no diving on the ball. Good effort, really, by both teams on
this
that
is
one.
The second time we've seen a squib or onside kick
yep.
that the kicking team had a chance to recover. Curry had a shot at that ball. Good Hope just barely beat them to it.
That's right.
Good Hope lines up on the 40-yard line, shotgun formation, hands the ball off up the middle, gets through the first line of defenders, still running,
going.
Still dragging people. Suplex down by the linebacker for the Curry Yellow Jackets after a 14-15-yard gain down to the Curry 44-yard line.
Man, Tommy, you called it there before the half. These Good Hope Raiders are rushing to their down teammate to pick them up in time. If that's not a teammate mentality, I don't know what is.
Yeah, well, great run that time by Matt Swagger, too. And just what you noticed, Josh, you're going to see these offensive linemen going to get their running backs off the field just to try to stop what we did see in the first half.
Yep, and you know, that's the greatest thing. That's the greatest thing to see, because they're adapting to what's being done on the field.
Good Hope gets a shotgun snap again, hands the ball off to the left-hand side. Number 9 for Good Hope spins out of the tackle. I do not have a name on that young man.
Matthew Swagger, number 19.
Was that Swagger, number 19?
Swagger.
I do want to tell everybody, we admit we have a record audience tonight based on all the stats coming back in. And we do this every Friday night, even the beginning of the season. We want to give you a big shout-out to all of our sponsors. Let me see how fast I can read these. Cyber Broadband, Coleman Appliance Repair, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon, and Odin's Auto Glass. Thank you, Josh.
That was impressive, Jay.
Trying to wind Jay up just a little bit faster as the ball gets lined up here.
Bailey Quick takes a shotgun snap, hands it off up the middle.
He's going to be met at the line of scrimmage.
He's stacked up at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be about a half a yard gain, maybe.
I tell you what, I'm getting goosebumps seeing these Good Hope Raiders going after their teammates.
I love seeing that.
This is an offensive line. You know, day in, day out at practice, they're telling them protect the quarterback, protect the running back, create holes for them. Very rarely do you ever have to say, go and find them, go and pick them up. This is exactly what team sports
needed to be. We spoke about it at halftime. You have to wonder how many of the penalties against Good Hope was just because of that, because those offensive linemen were trying to protect their men. They come up to the line. The Good Hope Raiders in the shotgun. Get the snap. Drops back. Got a man crossing across the middle.
Got it.
That's a completion, but I believe he will be short of the first down.
He will.
He gets the ball down to about the 34-yard line.
It's going to be very
great
short.
Great catch across the middle. Didn't mean to interrupt, guys. A great catch across the middle by Zach Bagwell. He knew he was going into traffic, but he hauled that one in and got him close to a first down. Looks like it's going to be fourth and maybe about a yard and a half.
What a great discipline by Bagwell there, because knowing that the truck is about to hit you behind
And let's give credit where it's due. The defender for Curry made a good play, good open field tackle. It was a good clean hit, but the wide receiver from Good Hope held onto the ball, sets up this fourth down, maybe half a yard to go. We've got a stack formation shotgun. Good Hope comes from the line. Quarterback sneak up the middle.
I think he's got it.
He's got it. He's got it, guys. He's got it.
Yeah. This is going to be a first down for Good Hope. They're not even going to measure. It's about a yard and a half pickup.
I don't know if either one of you have noticed it, Tommy, Chris, but Bailey Quick seems to have found some type of halftime confidence, because
he's found a rhythm.
He is relaxed. He doesn't seem tense at all. On that last play, he knows he's got to dive into the defensive line that wants to rip him apart, but he walks up there as if he was walking just leisurely across the field.
Good
like
Hope
to see that.
Good Hope lines up at the 31. Shotgun, first and 10. Hands the ball off up the
He's
middle. He
moving.
Makes the first down. First guy, that Schwager, running with some Schwager. He gets it down about 9, maybe 10 yards. Don't know if it's enough to move a change, but
he does. He's got a first down, guys. They're spotting him down right about the 19-yard line. And to kind of continue on Josh's comment about Bailey Quick is a senior. He's a two-year starter for Good Hope. He was a JV starter at Coleman 2 years prior to that. So this kid's been on the football field, and he is calm, cool, and collected, just like the cool side of your pillow.
You know, we're seeing that maturity there, Tommy.
The puns are catching on. I'm liking this.
They are. Quick brings his team up to the line of scrimmage. It's at the 20. First down and 10 from the 20. He's in the shotgun.
I got to ask, Chris, is Quick?
Quick is very quick. Quick. He's carrying the ball. He's going to break it down the left-hand side.
He fumbled the football, guys.
Oh,
he's got it. Curry's got it.
Curry picked it up.
Oh.
And they're whistling the play dead.
Oh, they're going to try to stop some extracurriculars. That's just Good Hope's coach getting down there to separate these two young men. There's a flag.
Yeah.
Flags all over the field. You know, Chris, I thought we were going to leave the chippiness in the locker room.
I heard those flags referred to at halftime as yellow napkins.
Yellow napkins, dirty laundry.
Yeah.
All the good stuff. The mustard on the field, if you will. We've seen it a lot tonight.
I did not see anything from a Good Hope player on that play. What about you, Tommy? Did you see anything?
I saw one on the ground on the sideline, but he got back up. I think he got run over.
I think we may see a late hit out of bounds, guys. The gentleman that recovered the fumble for Curry was none other than Sam Tidwell, number 8, who we've spoken of several times tonight. So when he got to the sideline, a couple of guys took advantage of him.
Well, I could kind of understand that after what Mr. Tidwell's done tonight. I'm not condoning it at all. That there's no place for that
in this
ball game. But again, emotions are running high. We are waiting. Personal foul signaled.
It's
going to be against Curry. We thought that this was going to be against.
Was that indicated correctly?
They're actually calling that against Sam Tidwell, guys.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. That's a bit of a surprise.
And the crowd noise. If you're listening at home and you hear the crowd noise in the background, that is not actually the Curry side of the field. That is Good Hope.
Yeah, they actually had a guy who blocked a guy out
Which
of bounds
button is
about
me, guys?
2 yards out of bounds over here. So that's what they're actually calling, was a late hit, a block out of bounds for Curry. So they're back.
Okay.
A great run by Bailey Quick, but as he was going to the turf, he took a good lick. Ball fell to the turf. Tidwell picked it up, and now Curry's in business from about their own 12.
Okay.
Well, Curry, the Yellow Jackets are going to have the ball first and 10 from about their own 12-yard line. Believe we're going to see number three at quarterback. That's Luke Smith.
Yep, going to line up with the dual running back setup here. Wide receiver to each side of the field. Number 12 is a popular option here. Nope, they're going to hand it off.
Hand it off and around the left end. Oh, we could see a face mask here. No flags on the play. And there goes a flag.
Two flags.
We almost
made
it.
One at the 15, one at the 20, both thrown by the same official, one during the play, one after the play.
Well, you know, we almost had a play without a flag.
I think we're going to see a block in the back on the first penalty. Not sure on the second. Again, the same official threw both of them.
Well, it looked like there was a bit of a late block, maybe on one of the Curry, you know, offensive players, but it wasn't blatant. It wasn't something that I saw and thought, well, that's going to be a flag.
Face mask against Good Hope.
Okay.
Let's see if there's another one.
And a holding call.
Personal foul against Good Hope. That's going to be two penalties against Good Hope.
Makes you wonder if that tippiness came back to play again. Really seeing that from both sides in the second half already.
That's going to be a costly penalty for the Good Hope Raiders.
Absolutely.
Giving a first down to the Yellow Jackets. The officials are marking the ball off now. It's going to be first down, 10 yards to go. And they're still marking off a second penalty.
Yeah, this is going to be
costly.
That's going to be the personal foul. Marcus right there. Let me tell you, that's about 40 yards, and Good Hope has the ability to hold them anywhere on the field. They made a goal line stand before the half. They could have held them right there in Good Hope's end zone. I mean, in Good Hope's red zone, but just mental mistake there.
That's a costly mental mistake. That's really about a 35, 40 yarder.
Yep.
Guys, let's take a – well, actually, they're coming back to
they're
the line.
They're coming right back to the line.
I know.
We're trying to break for you, but
– Curry lines up in the shotgun. Smith is back deep.
You never really know how long these deliberations are going
to
take.
Hands the ball off to his up back, number 30. Good run by him. Solid run right over the left guard. Picked up about 6 yards on first down. Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead and take a break real quick.
All right, we'll return in just a moment. This is Live 95's coverage of – Curry and Good Hope. We'll be back.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
And welcome back. After those short messages, we return to a 20-0 Good Hope lead over Curry.
It's going
to
be first and 10 for Curry from the Good Hope 43-yard line. They picked up a first down while we were away at a break. Quick pitch and catch. Smith lines up in the shotgun, hands it off to number 30, brought down immediately by a defender.
Everybody's getting loose on that. Some late pushing and shoving, but referee's going to let it slide.
He was reaching. I really hope we don't see it fly again.
He's going to let that one go, it looks like, but he thought about it.
That ball carry was Colton Burton, number 30 for Curry. Took it around the left side. Picked up about a yard and a half, Josh.
Yep. And play clock counting down here. We've got about 12 seconds for Curry to snap the ball. They're hustling out there. Took a little bit in the huddle there to get things set up. About five left on the clock.
Shotgun snap. Drops back to pass.
He's got one deep. Oh, is that going to be a flag?
Going to be an incompletion. Good defense by Good Hope.
They just got bodies on it. That's what it come down to. You're not going to get a flag if you just get a body in front of it, and that's exactly what Good Hope did.
Well, this is about the third or fourth time I've seen Smith do this. He's thrown into double coverage. He has a lot of confidence in his arm, but you've got to be careful throwing into that type of coverage because it could very easily burn you and turn into a turnover.
Absolutely.
Locust Fork, third down and nine. Curry, third down and nine from about the Good Hope 41-yard line. Shotgun formation. Smith takes a snap, pitches it out wide. Short gain, maybe a yard and a half. He gets up and he's talking a little bit. Referees quickly separate those two players.
Tommy down there has now been pushed to the end of the sideline down there as Good Hope's easing down the field.
Trying to get the best vantage point, guys.
I understand. We're just trying to keep an eye on you. Down there on the field, glad Tommy could bring us the closest thing to the action, as this is easily the game of the week.
It's going to be fourth down and eight, and we're going to see the Curry Yellow Jackets go for it. You got Smith lined up deep in the shotgun. Trips to the near sideline. He takes the snap. He scrambles out to his left. Throws the ball on the run. I don't know if it's a catch. The referee is signaling a catch.
Call it a catch.
The Good Hope sidelines is not happy. They thought that the ball hit the ground. I think we have a flag down on the play as well.
You've got a flag right back about the 35-yard line there, Chris. Didn't appear to be a catch from this vantage point, but I am on the other side of the field.
And it looks like it's going to go against Curry.
You know, Tommy, if this were a college or a pro game, I definitely would have been throwing a challenge flag on that. I thought the ball, it was a good play by the wide receiver to come back and try to make the play, but yeah, I thought the ball skipped.
If this were a Good Hope home game, they are actually the only high school team that I've seen that has video review at their home games.
Yes, absolutely. So, when we visited out there for the Oak Grove game, we noticed that. It was the first time I had ever seen it in person, actually.
It's going to be fourth down.
Report from the field says that that was a catch by some of our other Live 95 employees as the referees march this one back. Going to completely nullify that catch, though.
Well, this is going to bring up fourth down in about 20, 25 yards.
Good Hope is excited about it.
All right, Josh, I have to admit, I missed why they nullified it. Why did they nullify it?
They nullified it because there was a penalty against Curry. So not only do you discount the play, but you also inflict the penalty yardage there. Good Hope leading all of them.
Is back deep.
They're going to kick it, yep.
To receive the punt, catches the ball at his own 15-yard line, puts a move on a man, brought down by a whole host of defenders.
I know that's a playmaker for your team, and you want to put him in every ball opportunity, but that, you know, with the things that we've seen from Curry tonight.
Now take a break real quick, guys. We'll be back.
We'll be right back after these brief messages on 95.5 Friday Night Live.
Looking a little fuzzy. Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Here we are here with a Good Hope Curry game. Good Hope currently leading 20-0. It's going to be second down and 9 from about their own 18-yard line. The first play got maybe a half of a yard. Ran it off the left-hand side. We've got Quick lined up at the shotgun. Something different we're seeing now. He's got two running backs on either side and one behind him. Drops back to pass. Swing pass out to the running back. Puts a move on the first man. Oh, big hit.
Yep, late hit out of bounds, guys. Obvious.
Yep.
He was a good 2 yards out of bounds and took a lick. The official was right on top of it and threw the flag.
From our vantage point, you could not tell that he was out of bounds, since I'm sure all of the Curry fans below me in the bleachers are thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, he's a good yard and a half, 2 yards out of bounds.
Yeah, looks like many from the Good Hope side are calling for him to be thrown out. I don't know if this is quite severe enough for that. While there's some deliberation, update you from scores around the county. Tarrant leading Cold Springs 28-13. Hartsell over Coleman 20-7. Fairview 12 to Randolph County's 41. That into the fourth quarter now. Fultondale 40 to Hansville's 12, also in the fourth quarter. Pennington finishing off Vinemont. Final score 34-14. Corner edging out West Point 14-6. That also a final score. We'll keep you up to date on the rest of the final scores as we haven't even finished the third quarter here in Curry, as we've got 4:45 left on the clock. Officials still deliberating. I got all those scores in before they finished talking.
Good job, Josh.
I'm pretty proud of that one.
It's going to be a hit out of bounds on the Curry Yellow Jackets. That's going to give a first down to the Good Hope Raiders.
And, you know, that's the kind of the refreshment that Good Hope needed. That kind of pressure that close to your own end zone is tough to face. So now we're going to stretch it out, going to put the ball just short of the 35-yard line. Plenty of room to make something happen.
Well, just like we heard from Coach Scott at halftime, that clock is ticking, and right now that clock is Good Hope's friend. They're up 20-0 against the Curry Yellow Jackets. They come up to the line of scrimmage.
10 seconds left on the play
shotgun
clock.
Shotgun formation.
Bailey Quick discussing the play.
Three wideouts to the far sideline. Oh. Oh, busted play.
That's all right. He's going to get some positive yardage and get to – oh.
Oh.
Tommy, what's a call on that one? Was that late?
Tommy, are you alive over there still?
I am, yeah. I'm trying to get a sense of what happened here. That we could have got another late hit penalty out of bounds. Two pursued the play out of bounds, but then once he was well out of bounds into the players, he laid a lick on Bailey Quick. But no one was able to see it. So Coach Alan Scott's telling the official what happened. It was kind of behind the players, hard for the officials to see, but –
It's still
very chippy. Two, about to get his number two for Curry. Colt Aaron. He's even jeeing to the Good Hope coaches on the sideline, guys. That's how chippy this is.
That's reached a level that I've not seen before, Tommy. That's for sure. You know, and even from the far side of the field, it looked like the chain game.
Flag on the near side.
Oh, we got a flag on this side now.
Yeah, we missed this. And they're marking off something against Good Hope.
Interesting. This is one of the first games in which I've had no idea what any of the official callings are on the field.
Well, we're getting a signal about one out of every three penalties.
Yep.
Hey, guys, I didn't see an indication for the officials. You guys might mention it. Dropped my radio here, lost my headset connection, but I don't know what this penalty was.
Yeah, neither do we. That's why we were just discussing. We didn't see any indication from the head ref. So
it's going to bring up first down and about 25 for the Good Hope Raiders.
Oh,
and
the start from the defense. That's a Curry mistake there.
That is a mature quarterback is what that is. He came up, he gave a hard count, got five easy yards back.
Yep. And you start to notice, maybe he's just getting tired, Bailey Quick, or maybe he just is that cool, but he's not in a hurry to do anything. Almost as if this game is completely under his control at this point.
All right, guys, let's take another break. They're talking. Let's talk some here, too. We'll be back in a minute. Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage in MLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Good Hope Curry game, where Good Hope leads 20-0.
It's going to be second down and about 15 for the Good Hope Raiders. Taking shotgun snap. It's a bad snap. Quarterback falls on it. I believe he recovered the ball. That was Mr. Quick.
But that's going to be an even farther third down. Looking about third and 20 here.
Third down and about 20, 24 yards. You know, don't do anything in this situation that you'll regret.
No. I think you punt it here if you're Good Hope.
Not on third down, Josh.
Or third down. I'm sorry. I thought the
missed a down in there.
Yeah, you can bet that Good Hope's going to be content to run the football and run clock as much here they can the rest of the third and fourth quarter, but they're going to have to do something to put some first downs together, too.
It's going to be about three minutes, 10 seconds left when they snap the ball. They come up to the line of scrimmage. Quick as in the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops back. He's got a man breaking.
All the time in the world.
Good blocking by that offensive line.
He's making calls. He's going to chuck it. Oh, almost. Oh,
and we've got some chippiness on the sideline.
Yeah.
A little bit of showboating off a Curry defender. No flags. I'll tell you what, these two teams are kind of going at it tooth and nail, Josh.
Yep. Before it was very one-sided. Now I'm starting to see the chippiness come out from both sides.
Right.
And Good Hope's coaches making sure their players know that that behavior is not okay.
Well, that's good on Coach Scott. You know, this game is about more than winning and losing.
It really is.
This game is about developing young men, you know, into being better young men. Good Hope is back deep to snap. Going to kick this ball away. It's about 4th and 25. Got a Yellow Jacket standing on his own 45-yard line waiting to receive. Quick kick off the side of his foot. It's going to roll out of bounds about the 46-yard line. Good Hope, but there's a flag down back by the punter.
Going to be a late hit on the punter, guys, running into the punter.
Wow.
I think that'll give them several yards. Probably still not enough yardage.
And he didn't really just bump into him. He kind of put his arms into him and hit him and pushed him to the ground. The punter, Bailey Quick, also the quarterback for Good Hope.
Well, we're gonna have to see if this is gonna be a personal foul or not. If it's a personal foul, I believe that's an automatic first down.
And while they're doing this, we'll take a short break. This is Live 95.5's coverage of the Good Hope Courier game. We'll be right back.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. We're here with the Good Hope Raiders against the Curry Yellow Jackets. After that penalty for running into the kicker, it's still going to be about fourth down and 15. Good Hope's going to be back to kick the ball away. Now the Curry receiver is back on his own 40. Looks like Curry's going to go after the kick a little bit. Kick is away.
Much better punt this time around.
Much better
bad
punt.
Bad bounce.
And it's going to be down at about the 45-yard line. Curry will take over at their own 45. We'll take a quick break for these brief messages. This is 95.5 Friday Night Live.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Cullman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Curry Yellow Jackets take the ball on a jet sweep. It's a double reverse pass. He gets it back to the quarterback.
Oh, and
almost intercepted. Not expecting that play. A little bit of razzle-dazzle, yeah. Josh, on their own 45-yard line on first down.
And that would have been quite a play, but the spiral wasn't quite right. Turned into a duck. And got come up about 10 yards short.
Guys, Walter Perez, the safety for Good Hope, had his back to the quarterback running to cover his man deep. Had he turned to see the ball, that one was coming right at him. By the time he turned around, the ball was hitting the turf line. He could have picked that one off. Good Hope would have been back in business, but instead, it's 2nd and 10 now for Curry.
Absolutely.
2nd and 10, the Yellow Jackets come to the line. Shotgun formation, trips to the far side. Takes the snap, drops back. Defenders coming after him.
Good Hope. Oh, Good Hope putting pressure.
He gets away
from
the first man.
He's going to throw it out of bounds.
Throws it out of bounds.
Wow.
Smart play. Smart play by that Curry quarterback, number 3. That's Luke Smith. He got away from the first defender. That would have been a big loss, about 15 yards.
Oh, yeah.
He throws the ball away, brings it back 3rd and 10 rather than, say, 3rd and 20, 3rd and 25.
Yeah. No. At some point, he's 20 yards back, and he is, you know, the jersey's being pulled close. I got to give it to Good Hope's defensive line. Not really the guys to chase down anyone, but they were at him.
And a bright spot for the Curry Yellow Jackets, that quarterback is a 10th grader. They're going to have him for a couple more years.
Good.
He lines up in the shotgun, spread formation. A lot of men going out deep, almost picked off. That
number
was
three.
Almost picked off by number 3 of Good Hope defense. That's Zachary Bagwell, cornerback. He also plays a little bit of wide receiver.
I've really seen a lot of guys play both sides of the ball tonight, Chris.
We have. This is going to bring up about 4th and 11. Yep. You got to wonder, Josh, when they're going to start pressing a little bit
and
going for it.
Now, while they get ready to come up to the line, I'll update you on a couple of scores around the county, although none of them quite as interesting as this one. Tarrant,
and guys,
well, this one's not that interesting either. So go ahead, Tommy.
Guys up top, watch for safe defense from Good Hope here. I could almost see the Yellow Jackets try to fake this one.
Yep. And they kick it away. Quick is back deep. He picks it up at about the 14.
Oh, he didn't pick it up.
He dropped it.
Oh, but Curry. Oh,
what a late hit.
Knocking a mouthpiece out of the Good Hope defender.
Oh, they're going to flag. That took a little while.
They're gonna get him for a late hit. But, guys, Bailey Quick made the ultimate error. He had to turn and run to try to catch that punt over his shoulder.
Yep.
The thing to do would have been to call a fair catch and let it go. He was trying to turn and run and catch it, couldn't get a hold on it. It fell to the turf. So now the Yellow Jackets are going to be in prime position. Right now the ball spotted at the 12-yard line. But I do think we're going to get a late hit penalty against Curry.
Definitely
going to for hitting one of the Good Hope guys late. Like Josh said, knocking a mouthpiece clean out of his mouth.
I mean, he's big enough to knock both of those guys to the ground. We'll go ahead while the officials are deliberating and take a break.
No. Scores. Tarrant 28 over Cold Springs 13. I'm back here directing traffic.
Clearly.
Hartsell 20 over Coleman 7. That is, the game is over. Fairview and Randolph. Randolph 21 and Fairview 12. That game is over. You know the Good Hope Curry score right now, 20-0. Good Hope having a good night, although getting beat up a little bit by the opposing team. Fulton Dale has knocked off Hansel.
Unbelievable.
40-20.
The referees are waving away that flag.
Wow.
And, Jay, did I hear you correctly, Jay, that you reported some final scores and we're still in the third quarter?
That's correct, yep.
It's going to be a long night.
It's going to be first down and 10 for the Yellow Jackets from about the 14-yard line. I believe they were just given a gift.
J.B. Pennington knocked off Vinemont 34-14, and corner is knocking off West Point 14-6. Here comes the snap.
Quarterback's in the shotgun, takes the snap, hands it off to his running back around the left end, and Good Hope is all over.
Flag. Flag there right in front of Tommy about the 15-yard line.
Tommy, that's why our game is lasting so long, because every play is accompanied by a flag. So.
Yeah, they're gonna get Riley Kilpatrick. He was the nose guard. When the center went to block him, Kilpatrick had the nose guard on the ground, and he was just holding him down with his knee on the turf. Kind of unfortunate. He, on one hand, he could say he was just keeping his guy down, but they're going to actually call it a hold, I do believe.
Let's see.
No, they're going to back this up against the Yellow Jackets, guys. Curry. I'm baffled. My apology. They're backing it up against Curry. Not sure what that call was.
When the flag hits the field, you got to flip a coin, Chris.
Right, and we're waiting to see if we're going to get some kind of a
And for the
signal.
Folks at home, just like Chris is saying, we're really not getting any indication from the officials what the calls are.
No.
They throw a flag, and then they throw a quarter up in the air and see what they're going to call. Or, as Forrest Gump said, it's kind of like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Oh, that's
gonna
good.
The puns continue.
First down and 20. From about the 21-yard line, they can get a first down without scoring.
Curry they're going to call it dead. Let's see why.
Call it dead. Got whistles going. Nobody's thrown a flag yet, but there's still time.
They're going through their box of chocolates, Chris.
That was a good one. My wife will be a fan of that one for sure. Loves that movie. Sideline warning
against Curry. That's the second one we've seen.
You'd think the second one would actually be a penalty. I think they are going to step this one off on them.
Well, they are. This might be a record for number of penalties that we've seen this so far this year.
I have not been keeping track of them, but I would like to see that number.
Yeah. It's going to be first down, and I guess we could say this in kilometers, about 25 yards or so for the Yellow Jackets. They take the shotgun, snap, swing it out to number two. Left-hand side, big hit. And
another flag.
Again, a flag down on the field.
I wonder if they're going to get that one for being late.
I don't know. I saw one of the offensive linemen for Curry taking a few extra hits at one of the defenders. But
you know, guys, I can't believe those flags are still yellow. I would expect them to be green by now.
Green.
They will probably need to bleach those to get the grass stains out.
Against Curry.
It's going to be against Curry. Let's see if we get any kind of...
Hey, guys, just so you know, too, we've had 27 penalty flags. I just confirmed it with a Good Hope statistician. 27 penalty flags so far tonight.
27. That includes the one we just saw?
Correct, yeah.
Tommy, there's a word for that, and it is called ridiculous.
Yes, of course.
It's going to be...
I'm I'm kind of like Jay now. You think these yellow flags would eventually turn green.
Yep, yep.
It's going to be first in about 2 kilometers to go for the Yellow Jackets. They got the ball at their own 39-yard line, have to get down to the 1 for a first down. Shotgun snap. Smith takes the ball, drops back. He's got time.
He's thinking
rolls
about
it. Rolls to the left.
Oh, this one's...
And it was tipped, but caught by number 2. This could be a problem for the Curry Yellow Jackets. Colton Aaron went down. He's holding his leg. He gets up. He's limping very noticeably. The Good Hope defender spun him down, and a lot of times your cleats can catch him in turf when that happens. Hustling to the line.
Seems
the Yellow Jackets get up there. It's second down. And
Curry
about
wanting that to be a flag. 30. They're not going to get it on that one.
No, it was a clean play.
It was.
Shotgun snap for Smith.
Five wide.
He's got the ball, drops back, rolling to his right. He's being chased by 2 defenders.
He's going to throw
the
away.
Ball away, yeah. Out of bounds.
Wow.
Guys, let's take another quick timeout. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
It's going to be...
Welcome back to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Go ahead, Chris.
It's going to be third down and about 25. He drops back to pass into double coverage.
Oh,
broken
Hope
up almost, by the Good Hope defender.
Good Hope almost coming down with that. We've seen a lot of these big pass plays coming out of Curry, and Good Hope really coming up big, finding double coverage, finding their way to that receiver. A word from
him. Yeah, let me jump in here for a second for the tech side. We know we lost the camera if you're on Facebook Live. We actually ran out of battery. We are going to give that about 10 minutes to charge, and then we'll have that back online for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because normally the ball game would be over by now.
That's right.
They're going to go for it. The Yellow Jackets are. It's going to be fourth down.
14 seconds to go.
30 yards to go.
In the third quarter.
The first down marker right at the 1 yard line, guys.
Number 3, Smith lines up in the shotgun. He's got wide receiver wide out to either side. 2 running backs in.
He's going to swing right.
He's scrambling for his
life.
Oh,
he's out of time. Incomplete.
You know, we're starting to see from the Curry offensive linemen a little bit of body language showing that they're really tired.
Yeah.
Whereas before they were giving Smith some time to throw the ball, now they're not.
No.
The last 2 plays he's been running for his life, that time it was like a jailbreak from all the defenders.
Is this the quarter? That's what I was trying to figure out.
8 seconds left to go.
Okay.
Good Hope's going to take the ball over on downs on their own 32-yard line.
Another ongoing trend as we move later in the season. All of our press boxes have gotten smaller, so we're having to, like, climb over each other to see things.
I'm going to hate to see what next week's looks
right.
Like.
Yeah, he hands the ball off to the right side. He's got some green. Schwager runs out of bounds.
Still time on the clock before the end of the third.
I think they're
going to
give us a cage
line.
Or something next week, Josh. I don't know.
Well, I was going to say either these boxes are getting smaller or
we're getting bigger.
One of the
yeah.
two.
That's right.
Let's have our SEC moment for a moment. So we had Cujo's for dinner tonight over
yes,
here.
Yes, we did.
Fantastic.
We did.
Fantastic. Good pizza, you know, online with some of the homemade pizzas that we have in Coleman. So
I was highly impressed by it.
Thanks to all of our sponsors who paid for that, by the way.
So. Yes, thank you. It was delicious.
It's going to be second down and 1 from the 41-yard line. Good Hope lines up in the shotgun snap. Quicks deep. He takes the snap, hands it off to his up back, who's got the first down. I believe that's Schwager.
Yep.
Number 19, Schwager takes the ball around the right tackle, picks up the first down,
that'll
moves the chains. That will be the end of the quarter. We have a Curry player down. He's punching the turf in a lot of pain. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these quick commercial messages.
You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. utilizing cutting-edge radio technology. Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber-optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Cullman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Cullman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanApplianceRepair.com.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278 just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Cullman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Again, while we were away on a break, we had a penalty on the Curry Yellow Jackets. Looked like a big one. One of their players has gone down on the field. That was a 15-yarder. I didn't see it, Tommy. Did you see what was called?
Yeah, we did. The Swagger, the running back for Good Hope, went to the middle on his run. The Yellow Jacket defender picked him up off the turf and slammed him to the ground. In high school football, you cannot pick a player up, so they flagged him with a 15-yard unsportsmanlike.
Very classy. And looks like we're going to have a break. Jay, you want to take another break real quick? We're gonna pause for a few moments, pay some bills. This is Friday Night Live on 95.5.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Cullman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, NMLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. We'd like to thank some of our sponsors. One of them would be Gateway Mortgage. If you're looking to move away from Curry, possibly to move to another community, call Gateway Mortgage for all your mortgage needs.
That's right.
It's going to be first down and 10 after that latest penalty, down to the 40-yard line. Good Hope gets the ball. They take it up the middle. I believe that Swagger again. He runs it close to a first down. He might have moved the sticks.
He is. He's going to have a first down, guys.
Good strong run by that young man, number 19, for the Good Hope Raiders.
Good Hope really finding a rhythm. Once they're allowed to get out on the field, the offense that is for Good Hope, they get out on the field and make a couple of plays. They really don't have a problem marching down the field. But if yellow touches the field, it seems it breaks their rhythm entirely.
Sure, and we've seen a lot of their rhythm getting broken tonight. Good Hope's in the shotgun, gets a snap, hands it off to the back. He goes around the left end, still running hard, brought down by a gang tackle. I'd say he picked up probably 6-7 yards.
They're going to give him close to 8. They're going to spot him down right about the 20-yard line. The first down marker is going to be right about the 18, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, Tommy, for that clarification. It's going to be second down and about 2 yards to go. Tommy, you've got the angle on it, so anytime you want to jump in on that, please do. Good Hope is having some success now running the ball, yeah. And this Curry Yellow Jacket defense has been on the field for a long,
Very long time.
And the one thing Good Hope is doing that they want to do is milking that clock, too. Yeah. Play clock down now to 6 seconds.
They come up to the line of scrimmage. Quick's in the shotgun, takes a snap, hands it off to Schwager off the right guard, and it's a pile. Referees need to watch very closely. It's been getting kind of ugly in those piles tonight. Schwager gets up. It's a good, clean break, what we like to see. You know, it's a shame that we're seeing that in a high school football game. It's a clean break.
Yep.
It's going to bring up about third down and a half of a yard.
It's about third down and a right about a foot, gentlemen.
Okay, this is a very makeable down. You know, if Good Hope plays like a normal, what we've seen so far, we might see a quarterback sneak. But I'm going to say roll the dice. Throw the ball here. Take a shot at the end zone.
Right.
Quick's under the center.
He don't think he's going to get it.
I don't know if he got it. There was good penetration on the Yellow Jacket defense.
Yeah, good penetration from the Yellow Jacket D. Kind of a high snap. Bailey Quick had to leap to bring the snap in. And by the time he got it back down to the turf, the Yellow Jackets were there. This is going to be fourth down, and they back him up now. Looks like fourth and a good half a yard.
All right, we've got another player coming onto the field for Good Hope. Looks like it's number 42.
You know, this is fourth quarter. You're going to see a lot more of those substitutions coming and going. Curry needs more men on the field for sure, because that even though they made a stomp right there, that defense is looking kind of sluggish.
Austin Knight comes onto the field for Good Hope. He's number 42. He's a fullback, big body. He lead blocks. Schwager's got the first down. And then some. I'd say he picked up about 5 or 6 yards there, Josh.
Yeah, and watching Curry trying to pile on, just adding weight to the train as Good Hope trucks right on through the line of scrimmage there. Like to see those kind of runs. Reminds me of some college football that we see every Saturday.
Clock is ticking. It's going to be first down and goal, looks like, from about the 10-yard line. Quick brings his team up. He's got number 42 in the backfield. That's Austin Knight. Schwager's behind him. Takes a snap, hands it off to Schwager, takes it over the left guard. Picks up about a good 4 or 5 yards. And we've got more flags. And it looks like they're we've got a fight that's broken out. Good Hope players are trying to separate. Josh, I saw Good Hope linemen get in between the two players and turn their backs on the Curry players to form a human wall.
Just some block. If you're familiar with basketball at all, just some blocking out, trying to keep those guys separated, because Curry was piling in on top of Good Hope offensive player on the ground. I'd be interested to see what this call is here.
I think this is an ejection. It's going to be a dead ball. And yes, it's going
to
be a
Curry.
It's going to be an ejection for
somebody,
one of the Curry players.
Not quite sure if he's already come off the field or not.
He did. I saw a young man come off. That's number. It looked like number 22 for the Curry Yellow Jackets. That's going to be Michael Kurgan. I would say this to Coach Scott. Coach Scott, good on you. Good on you for teaching your kids some sportsmanship and some maturity. What I saw out of those offensive linemen for Good Hope, if you're a Good Hope parent, you should be extremely proud of these young men and what they're doing.
Guys, one of the sayings that rings true in all of life, and especially on the sports field too, and Chris, you can appreciate this as well, playing college football, attitude reflects leadership.
It does.
Yeah. And I can't say enough about the leadership of the Good Hope Raiders and Alan Scott, a good Christian gentleman. Yeah, these guys are going to get chippy because they're defending their teammates, but at the same time, it boils down to doing the right thing. And in the second half of this ball game, we've seen the Raiders do the right thing several times.
Yeah.
So everybody on Facebook Live, we've got the camera back up. But, Josh, I'm going to let you manage your tripod because we're getting about a third of the window, and I haven't figured out how to fix that yet.
I can handle that.
Schwager carried the ball to the 5-yard line, gentlemen, but after the penalty, the unsportsmanlike, against both teams, Good Hope's going to have the ball first down from right about the 3-yard line. First and goal from the 3 for the Raiders.
Let's see if the Raiders can punch it in to kind of ice this cake and put this game out of reach. You've got Schwager back deep in the backfield. You've got two fullbacks in front of him.
I hear
whistles blowing. There's another flag down.
Yep.
They didn't even wait for the snap this time. They just said, Let's go ahead and throw it.
Right. Yeah, you got to be preemptive. Everybody's trying to get home early, so they're just throwing them when they can.
Waiting to see if we have any kind of indication from the officials. I would say we're up in the 30s for the number of penalties so far.
Absolutely.
Hang on just 1 second. I'll get clarification right now. How many penalties now?
33.
33 penalties, gentlemen.
That's absurd. Okay, I don't know any other way to say it. Ridiculous, absurd to have 33 penalties in a football game.
We're going for a high score.
I don't know
if anybody else is keeping record.
I guess they're going for the record.
That's right.
Haven't got any kind of indication.
Very, very slow segment, but Good Hope is into the huddle now. Play clock's going to start 25 seconds and counting down. We've got 8:24 and counting left in the fourth quarter here.
All right, Quick comes up underneath the center. He's got three running backs behind him. Hands off to Schwager. Left side,
touchdown,
he
Raiders.
Runs
touchdown,
over
Raiders.
Number 12. Touchdown, Raiders. Schwager
fighting.
Runs. We've got some more chippiness. You know, the Good Hope guys are walking away. Smart on them. All they have to do is point at that scoreboard. Their talking's up there. Good Hope takes a big lead now. It's 26-0. They're going to go for the point after. This will make it 27.
And guys, as much as I respect my upperclassmen and want them to play and get playing time, if I'm Coach Scott, I start pulling out my starters, because the big picture now, the Good Hope Raiders have secured a playoff spot with this win.
Absolutely.
Let's see if we can get a clean play. And no, another flag. And we've got some kicking. We've got some shoving. Yeah, it's a dead ball. There's another flag.
That'll be 35.
Yep.
And they threw 34, then they threw 35.
There's two on this one. Correct.
Oh, boy. This is going to take a little bit of deliberation, maybe a little bit of time. We'll go ahead and take a break.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these commercial messages here on Friday Night Live, 95.5.
And thanks again to all of our sponsors.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live, and again, if someone from Curry threw a brick through your windshield, Odin's Auto Glass will take care of you.
This needs to be a trend.
Yes,
every
yes.
game, no matter if it's chippy or not, we just carry this on. Take a paradement of teams that play against Coleman County.
All right, it's going to be the point after attempt, half a distance. They're going to line up to kick it.
They're going to mark off the penalty, guys, and the football is going to be resting about a foot outside the goal. Well, it's for the extra point, but it's a foot outside the goal line. Offsides and then after the unsportsmanlike against Curry.
They line up.
Yep.
Snap. Kick is up. Waiting on a signal from
the
official.
It's going
to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be 27-0. Good Hope has this game in hand. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after we pay some bills on Friday Night Live, 95.5.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Happy Homes. If you're a Curry Yellow Jacket fan and you don't have a happy home, call Happy Homes. They can place
you cannot say that on this radio station. You have to say Happy Homes is available to help
Happy
you.
Happy Homes is available for all your happiness needs.
I feel like the censorship guy from CBS.
That's right. You need it. Everybody
kick off.
Needs it.
Good Hope
deep
kicks the deep.
Kick.
Good kickoff. It's received at about the 10-yard line. He brings it up, cuts across the middle, and down, and a flag.
Yeah, we got a guy right in front of us here.
Yep. And another late hit.
Looks like Curry picked out a guy right here on the sidelines and took advantage of the fact that he was close.
Mm.
This is disappointing.
That is flag number 36 on the evening.
Do you think we'll make it to?
And it's not. Sorry, Josh, but it's not like it's been offsides.
No,
the majority of these penalties have been personal fouls, late hits, unsportsmanlike conduct, which is just uncalled for. You know,
absolutely. You think we'll make it to 50 tonight, Tommy?
Possibly
50.
Yeah,
we've got 8:05 left. Who knows?
Who knows? That's just a quick 14 from here.
If you happen to tune in late, we are not discussing points. We're discussing penalties.
Yes.
If you're interested in the score, it's 27-0. Good Hope has this game easily in hand. But what we have seen tonight, it's almost defying description, Josh and Tommy. I've been around this game a long time, and I don't know that I've seen something turn this ugly.
No, not at all.
I'm very disappointed. You know, I would hope for better from both teams. I'm seeing so much positive from the Good Hope Raiders, but you know, I would hope for more leadership from the Curry Yellow Jackets.
You would think so. I think it comes all the way from the top, really. You might get one or two kids that act this way into your program, and that's your role as a coach, is to squash that behavior early. And I just don't know. I don't know why Curry would not be doing it. Perhaps they're just young, inexperienced, or letting the emotions get the best of them.
Shotgun snap. Curry, running back, takes it around the right end. He's still fighting. It takes a whole takes half of the defense to bring him down. He picks up about 11 yards, I would say, on that. That should be a first down.
What an odd football game.
They thought they had him wrapped up about the 14-yard line, yeah. But he squirted out. It looks like he was able to run up to right near maybe the 22, 23-yard line, Chris.
Yeah, it was good, hard running by Colton Burton, number 30. We've called his name several times. He's one of the senior leaders on this Curry team, and he kept his legs driving. Drugs several defenders, picks up a first down. It's going to be first and 10 from about the 25 for the Yellow Jackets. They spread the field, shotgun formation. He gets the snap, hands it off. Again, number 30, and he's brought down quickly. Brought down quickly by the defensive end for the Good Hope Raiders.
And Curry. Penalty flag, number 37.
Yeah, Curry's still doing a little bit of extracurriculars. I'm watching it. It's such an odd football game that as soon as the whistle's blown for a dead ball, I'm watching the whole field just scanning to see what's going on because I know that something is happening.
To see where it's going to be.
Yeah. It's every play.
Hey, guys, I've never seen holding is going to be the call against Curry. I've never seen a referee that looks like he's just worn out.
Oh.
But the white hat tonight has hands on his hips, you know, like he's just worn out.
So somebody get that man a Gatorade. As penalties go, this is a holding call, relatively benign, but it's going to lead to a first down and 20 for the Yellow Jackets from about their own 15-yard line.
Tommy, not to pick on Curry too much, as we seem to be doing, I wonder how the rest of their season has gone. I mean, do they have this many penalties on a regular basis?
And we're seeing some late hits. And
doesn't look like any flag's going to touch the field this time.
All right, we've got one with no flags. That's going to bring up about a second down and 19 yards. That's a sarcastic slow clap behind us.
I'm so, looking behind me, but I don't see anybody.
I don't either. I don't know who that could have been.
That was a pitch and catch by the Yellow Jackets. Picked up about a yard. They're going to need to pick up a lot more. This is second down and 19. Yo, you're going to need to start picking up yards in bunches.
And in a hurry. Curry's taking a lot of time in the huddle.
They sure are.
And the clock's just running. We're at the 6.5-minute mark before this one's over. We'll get you some scores from around the county here soon, as I'm sure most games are,
Josh,
are closing up.
Watch for a screen pass this side. Nope, he hands it off up the middle. And he's got some green. He runs it about a 15-yard gain right up the middle. Good blocking by the Curry Yellow Jackets. I saw them split out an offensive lineman wide, and I thought for sure we were going to see some type of screenplay to this side with that lineman lead blocking. It's going to be third down and one for the Yellow Jackets They're going to have the ball at about the 32-yard line.
Jay, you got those scores?
Yeah, just to update everybody, not many of them have changed in the last 15 minutes because most of these are finals.
Because they're all finals.
Yeah, Tarrant over Cold Springs, 34-27. Hartsell over Coleman, 20-7. Randolph over Fairview, 41-12. This game, of course, currently, y'all correct me if I'm wrong because I can't see it, 27-0.
Yep.
Fultondale over Hansville, 40-20. Team's not quite ready to snap the ball yet. Marion County, 28 over Meek, 6. J.B. Pennington over Vinemont, 34-14. And West Point loses to Corner, 14-6.
Were there any that have not finished?
Yes, the game that we're at.
But that's the only one.
That's the only one.
Good.
And folks at home, we're glad that you're with us because you're helping us make history tonight. This will be the longest Friday Night Live game and the most penalties in a game. So
absolutely.
Thanks for being a part
of
it.
I'm sure we're past 40 now.
So first down for the Yellow Jackets. They've got the ball first and 10 at their own 35. They hand it off around the left side.
He is met with a host of Raiders.
And we've got a little bit of punching, a little bit of shoving. Again, I don't think we have a flag. At this point in time, Tommy, are we looking at the second string defense for the Good Hope Raiders? It looks like they've made a lot of substitutions.
And, guys, I just went and jumped on our Facebook Live video. We have been on the air for 2 hours and 55 minutes.
Does that qualify for overtime, Josh?
I think it does.
I believe it does.
Guys, if you can hear me, I apologize for interrupting because I know that I probably am. No. I've lost my radio contact with you. I can no longer hear you up there. So
we'll scream louder.
I'll leave the mic on for crowd noise. Enjoy it from the field.
It's going to be second down and 9. Yellow Jackets take the shotgun snap, throw it out wide to number 2.
Good open field
good
tackle.
Good open field tackle by Good Hope.
Number 3 for Good Hope.
Smith throws the ball to Aaron. It was a good catch. He picked up a couple of yards. That's going to bring up a third down and 5. This is a makeable third down.
But, like we were talking about earlier, there's just so much time running off the clock. Curry yes. doesn't seem to be too concerned with that at all. Maybe they've accepted the loss already and just trying to get some undergraduate.
Sure, try to get it under their belt. I mean, yeah. This will be loss number 3
it's
for Curry.
It's kind of funny. I know that the camera's already died once. Tommy's radio's died. Things are not meant to run this long.
That's right. We're at the end of our ropes. Good Hope. Oh, good
shotgun snap. He's going around the right end, out of bounds. He's probably going to lose a couple of yards.
Well, a little post play action there. Curry not happy about that as it happened just on their own sideline. That one doesn't seem to be called. It's almost as if this officiating crew, Chris, is ready to go home. And no doubt in a hurry out of the stadium.
On the last play before this one, I want to give a little bit of love to the cornerback, Zachary Bagwell, number 3. He's coming off the field right now. Made an excellent open field tackle. This is going to set up a 4th down and 5. He did, however, get into a little jawing session with the sideline.
Yep.
And Coach Scott took him off the field.
It's a smart move. You really just need to cool down those players.
Sure.
When they get a hot head. Oh.
This is going to be a hard count. Yep. Flags down. I believe this was going to be against the Good Hope Warriors. Yeah. This should be enough to bring up a first down. If not, it's going to be very, very close. He marks it off.
Looks like it's going to be short by just a hair.
Yeah, 4th and short, just a hard count from the Curry Yellow Jackets guys, enough to draw the Raiders offside.
Smart move by that quarterback. Picks up 5 yards the easy way. They're calling it a first down.
So we want to thank everyone again for tuning in to Friday Night Live. You're listening to Friday Night Live as we approach 10 o'clock, everybody.
That's right.
This is Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman, as the FCC requires us to say every hour.
As we've paused for station identification, now back to the action on the field.
I don't think we really paused, but
we paused. We paused from the football game.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure why we still see a little bit of trash talking coming from these players.
The players are not as tired as the referees and the staff and everyone else.
Or the broadcasters.
Right.
I think at this point, if I'm looking at the scoreboard, no matter what team I'm on, I'm pretty confident that this one's over. We got just at the 3-minute mark has ticked by left in the 4th quarter. Curry not in a hurry to get up to the line of scrimmage.
Now, you would think that they would be running a hurry-up offense if they hadn't just basically conceded this game.
Right.
Yeah. Curry's in a shotgun formation from the 45-yard line at 2nd and 10.
Way
had the tight end open.
Overthrown. We're going to go and sneak in another break real quick. We'll be back in a moment with some cyber broadband fiber right after this.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
All right, welcome back to Friday Night Live. It was third down and 10. The Yellow Jackets tried to run an option around the right-hand side. Nothing doing. Good Hope defended it very, very well. Actually lost a yard. That's going to bring up about fourth down and 11, fourth down and 12.
You've lost more than a yard. We have lost the right channel of our board, I was just noticing. There's no audio on the right channel.
Interesting.
Even the board is tired tonight.
The board is tired tonight. Yellow Jackets come up. It's fourth down and 11.
Wore out.
Got the ball on their own 44-yard line. Shotgun snap. Smith back deep. Takes a snap. Drops back. He's got a man open. Just out of his reach, it looks like. Looks like Good Hope's going to take over on downs.
Looks like the
board just needed a little TLC.
Yeah, it did. Board's a Good Hope fan because the right side has come back now. Yeah. If you're watching on the field right now, that is the side that, from our perspective, that Good Hope has the ball on now, the right side. So maybe more than a coincidence here.
Well, and we're seeing blue lights up around the buses. It looks like they're getting ready to get Good Hope out as quickly as they can after this game.
Appropriately so.
The Good Hope Raiders come up to the line of scrimmage. We've got a new quarterback in the game. This is going to be number 11, Tanner Mellon. He takes a shotgun snap, hands it off to Schwager. He goes around the right-hand side. This young man's had a big night tonight, filling in for number 24, Colton Bagwell, who was ejected under some fairly questionable circumstances.
But, you know, I've been hearing Schwager's name a lot tonight. I mean, he's doing, you know, quite a bit of play. It's probably time for him to take a bench for a little while, isn't it?
I would think so. Good Hope's got...
Obviously, Good Hope is going to keep playing. I mean, they're going to make it, hopefully, to the playoffs. They got a couple more games coming up. So.
Yeah. Well, they got two more games left in the regular season, that's for sure.
A minute 20 left to go.
Next week being Fayette County. And that's going to be a tough game.
That will be a very tough game.
They're undefeated in the region.
Good Hope comes up to the line of scrimmage. They're milking the clock. Shotgun snap. Quarterback hands it off to Schwager again up the middle, and he's stopped. It's going to be a pickup of about 2 yards.
25 on the play.
And good for Schwager. Reaches down. Good Hope, the Curry defender, number one.
It's Michael Owens on the carry.
Was shaken up a little bit. Schwager reached down and helped the opposing man up, patted him on the back. He limps off the field. You know, he takes a seat on the bench. He's in obvious pain. Again, good job, Coach Scott. Good job to Schwager. Good job to these Good Hope Raiders.
And if y'all missed that a moment ago, I yawned.
All right, Good Hope lines up in the shotgun. They've got the ball on about the 42. They hand it off to Schwager again. No, this is not Schwager. That's number 25, I believe.
Owens.
Michael Owens. He's taken down. This is going to be the end of the ball game, I believe.
That's it.
8 seconds. Everyone's counting it down. Good Hope wins in very dominant fashion, 27-0. The Good Hope Raiders. We're not seeing any handshakes after this game. Good Hope's going right off the field.
Coach Alan Scott's gonna make their way over there.
Curry players are coming onto the field a little bit. The coaching staff from Good Hope is going through and shaking hands with the Curry players. You know, this is probably smart, but the fans don't like it.
Yeah, I think I'm hearing some boos.
More than likely, I have to imagine those young men were informed to go out that way. I don't believe that they would have done it otherwise.
Not as a team. Not the way team. Not the way they all left the field.
I think that's a smart decision. Once a game reaches something like this, you just need to part your own ways because the game was not played under good terms.
No, not at all. And
Tommy, can you hear us?
Tommy cannot hear us, but he said he would chime in when he was able to. I do want to let everyone know.
Looks like Tommy.
I am. Yeah, I'm here with Coach Alan Scott. Coach, okay. Congratulations. Big win. You guys secure a playoff spot.
Yes, sir. Hey, so proud of the way our kids fought tonight. Very unfortunate the way everything went down, but you know what? Sometimes that happens out here. Praise God for, the way our kids handled themselves. And I'm just thankful and proud to be a Raider.
Attitude reflects leadership, Coach, and your attitude of your team reflects your leadership that you give them. I know you're going to soak this win in, but it's not going to soak in too long because you got Fayette County next week.
Right, big game next week, but you're absolutely right. We're going to enjoy it tonight, and we'll get back to work in the morning.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
Why don't we take a quick commercial break, some bills?
Before we do that, I do want to let's talk about Coach Scott a little bit. I mean, we know he had a winning season back at Vimont. I remember Dylan had told us, Dylan, he typically does play-by-play, was a Vimont senior, I believe, when Coach Alan Scott was at Vimont and had basically made it all the way to the state championship.
Yeah.
Now he's at Good Hope, and he's repeating it all over again.
Right.
What I wanted to tell y'all a moment ago, before Tommy got us the interview, we had some people on Facebook reaching out to us, thanking us for bringing them the game. Some people that actually had left at halftime listened to us on TuneIn on the way back, so... happy to do that. That's what we're here for. We'll do the commercials in a little bit. Y'all want to do a little post-game wrap-up?
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead.
First thing that I would say that I'm so impressed with is Coach Alan Scott.
Absolutely.
More probably than any coach that we've seen this year. Just like Tommy said, attitude reflects leadership. You saw the Raiders from Good Hope playing selflessly. Now...
So guys, I'm gonna jump in real quick. I apologize. I can't monitor you, but
go ahead.
Go ahead, Tommy.
He can't hear us.
he's still talking.
The starting quarterback for the Curry Yellow Jackets is the head coach's son. The starting quarterback came to the field, made a point to talk to Coach Alan Scott, and I'm gonna just bleep out. But he basically cursed Coach Scott out on the sideline. And Coach Scott said, in all my years of coaching, I've never had an opposing player come over here and curse me out.
Wow.
And he's the coach's kid. My comment about attitude reflects leadership is evident.
Yeah.
I don't know. This has been one of the most bizarre nights. We had a record amount of penalties. It was a long ball game. And despite the fact of that, it's been a dirty ball game by the home team. Now, the AHASAA can talk to me all you want to, but guys, I witnessed it. And I'm just like Coach Costa. He said, "I'm just ready to get out of here."
Yep. Sure.
And I kind of have to agree.
Yeah.
Well, and Tommy, if you can hear me, the film backs up exactly what you said. We've all seen it. We saw multiple calls that weren't called. I honestly consider myself a Christian man. I am not ashamed to say that. I'm a bit ashamed at some of the things that I saw happening from the home team tonight. I've been around this sport for a long time. I've played it. I've coached it. And I would be disgusted if a team that I was affiliated carried themselves the way that this team played. Classless is a word that I would use. And I don't like to talk down about young men.
Yeah.
Okay, because these are young men. They're still developing. But they need some leadership. And they need somebody to tell them this is not all right.
Yeah.
It's not okay to do these things. It's not okay to try to purposely injure opposing players.
Curry definitely had a rough night tonight. I mean, they had a lot to lose. They were down pretty much the entire game. They were scoreless, right, at the end of the game.
Yep, they were. They were shut out.
I can understand the frustration, but I'm in full agreement with you, Chris. I mean, there's no excuse to take it as far as they did. I'm not sure that they'll go back on that or not.
What I hope that the administrators of this school, I hope the coaching staff takes this film. I hope they use it as a learning tool and they try to get better. I don't like seeing what we saw tonight.
Right.
And I would hope that these young men on this team would take a long, hard look at what was done and say, this isn't all right. It's time to change the course on this. you know, they still have a good season. This is only their third loss.
Yes, yes, and only their second regional. You know, things aren't completely over for them. I believe they've got at least one, if not two, divisional games left. So, you know, things aren't completely over for them. But, I mean, they acted this way tonight. You really don't want to see a team like that go no. forward and represent this side of the state.
No, no. And, you know, we met some great people, you know, for dinner. I don't believe this reflects the people of this community at all. I don't believe that for a second.
I think it was just frustration.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think it was probably frustration. And again, good on the Good Hope Raiders. Boys, you know, if you're a parent or if you're someone who is related to one of these players or one of these coaches, you know, you should be proud of them.
Yeah.
It made me stop and almost be speechless for a minute, and my wife would probably, you know, say something about that I'm never speechless. Yeah. But when we saw those offensive linemen placing their bodies between, you know, the wide receivers mm-hmm. and the running backs and the defenders to protect them.
Yeah.
You know, you should never have to do that in a ball game.
No, you shouldn't.
Well, guys, I know that we don't need to go too long. Last week, I think they cut the lights off on us. But let's talk a little bit about the rest of the season. I mean, what's Good Hope got after this, and what does the rest of the county look like?
I think Dylan...
and I'm going to sign off and get ready to do engineering stuff.
Yes. Dylan left us that in his preparation.
Good Hope has got Fayette County.
Yep.
That's a big game at Fayette County. After that, they've got Hansville.
Yeah, and you know Curry's got Northside next week, which is the only loss that Good Hope has taken all season. And you know Curry to get demolished in this game, to struggle last week, barely winning over Cordova, which is a winless team all season. I hate it for them because they seem to be kind of on a downhill slope. But Good Hope, clinching a spot tonight for sure. Only possibly improving their record. You know, the way they played tonight still shows me that they're a very strong team. I think they'll give Fayette County a run for their money, despite the fact that Fayette County is undefeated in regional and the leader.
I think that would be an excellent game to watch. Curry is going to be playing Northside. Then they follow that up with Carbon Hill. Both those games are here at home.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've got two more games. They're going to be 5-3 after tonight. There's still time to turn this around and have a good season.
Yep. But that's the standing of Class 4A and Region 5. And we appreciate everybody tuning in tonight, and I appreciate all of my hosts and co-hosts and staff members that contributed. We've got almost the full squad of Live 95 out tonight with the lack only of Dylan, and I know Dylan probably chewing on the steering wheel all night long, wishing he was here instead. Quite the game, I think, because we had a long discussion on what game to call this week. We wanted to go this way, but we ultimately changed to this one, and man, did it pay off. I don't think you could have covered a better game.
Well, it was certainly exciting.
Absolutely.
Josh,
absolutely.
There was no lack of excitement. There was no lack of conflict. You know, it was a compelling story. If you were just listening to it, you know, it had its tragedies, and then again, it had its uplifting moments.
Triumphs, absolutely.
So, again, 27-0, great win by the Good Hope Raiders. They're going to go in next week, face their toughest opponent yet.
Yep.
And Curry's going to try to pick up the pieces, I think.
Absolutely. Well, this has been Josh Lawler, Chris Greer, Jay Fuller, and Tommy Warhurst, along with the rest of the Coleman Live 95.5 staff, signing off to you from Hudson O'Rear Stadium. Thank you so much for following us, and thank you to our sponsors, who you'll hear from in just a couple of minutes. We're going to return you back to the station before replaying tonight's excellent game. Once again, thank you and good night.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about.
Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of